click on the play button.
Blog Talk Radio.
You might not recognize my voice. Maybe you do recognize my voice. This is Priest Aliyah, my brother from Shava, and we're out here in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, once again, Son of Truth, spreading the word, spreading the gospel, spreading the good news, the truth according to the scriptures. I'm here with
Brother Marvin,
Brother Robert,
Brother Gamar,
Brother Marvin, Brother Robert, and Brother Gamar. I want to say shalom to all the Israelites out there and you know, the digital world and all these lights out there, you know, fight for this truth. A lot of our people are living in darkness. Let's go to Psalm 82, verse 5. It's one of my favorite scriptures. Favorite, because once again, we got to stick to the Bible. The world's full of a lot of religion. The world's full of a lot of ideology. The world's full of a lot of, like, you know, alternative thinking. And a lot of opinions. Mm-hmm. Everybody has an opinion about how God should be served. Mm-hmm. Everybody's living with a mentality like, you know what? I got my God. You got your God. I got my truth. You got your truth. Mm-hmm. But we understand what's the truth according to the Bible. And what time period are we living in right now according to the Bible? We're getting Psalms 82, verse 5. We're getting Psalms 82, verse 5. And we're also getting St. John chapter 17, verse 17. It's imperative. It's important. It's paramount that we, as people that believe in God, people that believe in the Bible, people that believe in Christ, stick to the document that was given to the Israelites. This document was given to our people, Negroes, West Indians, Haitians, Jamaicans, Dominicans, so-called Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, basically indigenous people, and also Negro people from North, South, and Central America, and also spread abroad. Those are the 12 lost tribes of Israel according to the Bible. So this program is dedicated to enlightening and educating our people, as well as the rest of the world who wants to learn this information. And the topic one today is about what? Baptism. Mm-hmm. Everybody got baptized. Not everybody. But everybody, I can recall sitting in those pews, my little nice dapper suit, my white crispy shirt, you know, falling asleep, and then waking back up, eating my little cookies, my graham crackers. You know, I have my graham. You got your graham crackers. That was the best part of church. You had your graham crackers, you had a little punch.
Yeah.
I can't lie, man. We had communion, but I wanted more than one cup. That juice was good.
Welch's juice.
It was Welch's, and then it had a little small, tiny crackers.
It really.
I just want to get greedy and eat all of them, but I had to eat one.
This
is a tease, you know? Well, in that same manner, we've been teasing people, man. Meaning this. People will show us one scripture, and that's it in church. Mm-hmm. We go to church for 3-4 hours, we get maybe 3-4, at max is 4 scriptures.
Right.
Because one of the scriptures is about tithes.
Shall a man rob God?
You know, we have a wonderful show for you. We have many choir directors. We got a good drummer. You know, we got a lot of people out there. But the point I'm bringing out, I know it's kind of comical, but our people have been malnourished and not educated about what the scripture says. Like I said, raising that child, I was raised in the church. I was going to Wednesday Bible study.
Right.
I was going to Saturday. You know, choir practice, choir rehearsal, all that one girl you liked, I liked. You know what I'm saying? That one girl I had my eye on.
Yeah.
Sunday, of course, early morning. Then you leave the church, go to another church.
Yeah.
And you got to pay tithes again. Right. Double tithes.
Yeah.
Then,
double tithes.
You get a double blessing. But right now, we're going to stick to the scripture and go on the top of what we're going today. But right now, I want to give out a little perspective of what the scriptures are showing right now. You have Psalm 82, verse 5?
Psalm chapter 82 and verse 5.
And please, listen, we're not here to, you know, it's not about who we are, and we're the man, we're the bomb, we're the game. Look, this is about what the Bible says, man. Please get you a pen and paper, and don't take our word for it. Read this for yourself in the Bible. That's one thing we weren't taught. In slavery, you just listen to what the master said. Whatever the master said, you did it. If your master was Episcopalian, what were you?
Episcopalian.
If your master was Catholic, you can't be a Baptist and your master's Catholic.
Oh, no.
That's like a dead slave to me. So a lot of us, our people, have been bounced religion to religion to religion, church to church to church, relationship to relationship, idea to idea, school to school. Let's go to the Bible and see what the Most High feels about. How do you feel about this? Go read.
Psalms chapter 82 and verse 5. They know not.
What?
They know not.
God is saying they know not. Read.
Neither will they understand.
They have no knowledge and neither will they what?
Understand.
It's what I thought understand, man. Well, you go to a mall. We go outside to a concert. We go to this common public place. You can look around you in 360 degrees and see people don't know. You got a baby mom walking around, kids are dirty. Mama looks fly. Mama's got Gucci all, head to toe, goosed out. Daddy's definitely not there. And daddy might be down low.
Yeah.
We're in Atlanta, Georgia. Y'all want the city of, you know, swag. Secretly, we are gay. That's the city we're in. We're a city of homosexuals, closet freaks, lesbians. We're the city of Molly, popularizing Molly, doing different drugs. And due to these influence of different drugs, music, pop culture, the newest fast, the newest trend. God is saying what? Read.
Psalm chapter 82 and verse 5. They know not.
We don't know. We don't know what the Bible says. We haven't read it to people. We tried. Guess what? We were slaves. We couldn't read English. Those that could read English, we couldn't get the actual understanding of the scriptures till 40 years later. We're just realizing we're the Israelites. It took 400 years to wake up and realize, damn, I'm the chosen. I'm an Israelite of the tribe of Issachar, tribe of Judah, tribe of Benjamin. Read on.
Neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness.
Now, Stevie Wonder is blind, right?
Come.
Ray Charles is blind, right?
Come.
We can see these men living in darkness. We look at them and say, these men, Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, they're blind, they can't see. But in the scriptures, so a lot of people, are walking blind. It doesn't mean physically blind. It means intellectually, mentally, spiritually blind. No answers. When there's darkness, you can't really see. You cut all lights on your house, it's very difficult to navigate. So the light is the scriptures. The light is the understanding of the Bible. And while people have been fed religion, and the word religion, on a side note, comes from the Latin word religio, to hold down, to constrain, to suppress. It's a weapon to get people's minds, generation to generation, to follow a system and a routine or a ritual. But it's absent of the scriptures. We don't?
All the foundations of the earth are out of course.
All the foundations of the earth are out of course. Now look, we're not here to be these big wordsmiths and super intellects. Let's get a dictionary and see what does the word foundation mean. We know the Bible says they know not, right? Tay Tay, Ray Ray, Deshaun, Juan, Jessica, all of our people out there, lost sheep. They're looking for somewhere to belong. They're looking for a gang to belong to. They're looking for a fraternity to belong to. They're looking for an organization to belong to. But we don't know we belong to the Most High because the foundations are out of course. Let's get the word foundation.
Foundation, a basis upon which something stands.
Stop. Excellent definition. The foundation is a basis based upon which something what?
Stands.
You can't stand without a foundation. A house is built on what?
Foundation.
A skyscraper is built on what?
Foundation.
A family is built on what?
Foundation.
And a people are also built on what?
Foundation.
Real fast, hold on to scripture. Let's go to Hosea 4 and 6. A basis in which you stand. A basis in which you stand.
Hosea to the 4, verse 6.
Now, it's the book of Hosea, chapter 4, and verse 6. The book of Hosea, chapter 4, and verse 6. Read.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Whose people?
My people.
God's people according to the Bible. Read verse 1 to make sure this is clear for a lot of people. God, I know this might be your first time tuning in. Read.
Verse 1. Hosea to the 4, verse 1.
Hosea 4, 1. Read.
Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel.
Who is it specifically talking to?
Ye children of Israel.
Listen, God's specifically talking to the physical children of Israel, the actual bloodline, the actual seed of the nation of Israel, a man that's name was Israel that had 12 kids. He had 12 sons. These 12 sons are claimed the 12 families, or we know 12 tribes of Israel according to the Bible. These people were not a religion. They were not a religion. They were an actual nation of people. Not because they're the landmass of Israel, but because they're the blood lineal Israelites. If a so-called Negro is born in China, that doesn't make him Chinese.
Right.
he might want to be Chinese for that.
Right.
Young Song.
Young Sing.
Right. Or he might want to be Arab. Because he might want to be part of that culture. But he's still a nigga. He's still an Israelite. He's still a Jew. A true Jew. Okay? See, you ever like go to Africa, you have Jews living in Africa. And like my All right, we're back, right? I'm back. We had technical difficulties, man. Technical difficulties, all right? Point we're at the word foundation, okay? What does the word foundation mean?
Foundation, a basis upon which something stands.
It's a basis upon which something stands. Now, in 70 A.D., the Israelites were kicked out of Israel. These were Negroes, so-called Puerto Ricans, so-called Mexicans, but mainly your Jamaicans, American Negroes, and your so-called Haitians were living at the time in southern Israel. All right, we were kicked out by Antius Epiphanes, General Vespasian. We were kicked out by the Greco-Roman Empire, okay? And we dispersed into land called Africa. There's a book called From Africa to Timbuktu that proves that historical information. Also, scriptures also. But the point we're getting to is we as a people, we being the Israelites, spread to many different lands, all right? And these people were spread to different lands, and they say, when it's Rome, do as what?
Romans do.
Do what the Romans do. If you live in Rome, you're going to be like a what?
Romans.
If you live in Arabia, you're going to be like a what?
Arabian.
If you're in Zimbabwe, we in what?
Zimbabwean.
If you're in Russia, what you going to be like?
A Russian.
Wherever you go, you're going to be like wherever you are, man.
Okay.
You know, so we're in America, and we're acting what?
Americans.
And were Negroes African-Americans before the slave ships?
No.
We were Israelites before the slave ships. That's pre-captivity, pre-colonial, pre-slavery history. When you go in school and the education system, they never go past MLK. They don't go past MLK and Harriet Tubman. Harriet Tubman was the bomb.
Right.
We don't get hurt anymore.
No, we sure don't.
We're in February.
Yeah, I ain't heard nothing about it.
In February, you know what? They say Black History Month is Michael Jackson on the moonwalk, man.
Yeah, right. Michael Jordan.
Black History Month is Michael Jordan dunking a basketball
over top
or shooting that shot with
the fadeaway.
My fadeaway,
yeah.
That Cleveland Cavalier moment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
we're
yeah.
dunking on Patrick Ewing and looking
yeah.
at him. You got something to say, say it. That's what I love about, we love to watch Michael Jordan. Sometimes I dream that he is me.
Yeah.
I want to be like Mike. If I should be like Mike. But guess what? Michael Jordan, even though he's, we're not saying we want to be like Mike at all. He doesn't have a beard.
No.
Breaks the law of Levitical law.
Yeah.
Head shaving ball.
Yeah.
Breaks the Levitical law.
Yeah.
Doesn't represent Christ.
Right.
Breaks the biblical law.
Right.
We're showing that the images, the media, the television, the education system, it all promotes slavery. It promotes slavery to product. I'm trying to buy my way to confidence.
Right.
I'm trying to buy a Michael Kors bag to be confident.
Right.
Michael, you couldn't get Michael Kors if you were Michael Kors?
Right. Yeah.
A lot of our women, they want confidence off these bags.
Uh-huh.
Men don't have confidence besides their shoes. They don't have J's on their feet.
Yeah.
I'm not a real man.
Exactly.
I'm not a real man if I got J's on my feet.
Yep.
Where did this confusion come from? This confusion came because our people don't have a basis to stand on.
Right.
An Arab man has a culture.
Yeah. Right.
He has a culture to stand on. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this for thousands of years.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A so-called Chinese man has a culture to stand on.
Right.
They've been doing these cultures for 5,000 years.
History.
A Caucasian has a culture. Even though he stole it.
Right.
Yes, he read about it. Stole the majority of the culture.
Yeah,
he has something, a foundation to stand on. But your so-called Negroes, so-called Puerto Ricans, your so-called Haitians, so-called Dominicans don't have a leg to stand on. Why? Because we're destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4 and 6. And read verse 1 again.
Hosea to the 4, verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel.
So God's begging us, hear his word, not Barack Obama's word.
Right.
Man, Obama made a speech and made me cry. I voted for change. What did the Bible say?
Hosea to the 4, verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel.
The children of Israel, you Negroes, you Puerto Ricans, you so-called Mexicans. Read.
For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land.
He has a controversy. Listen, when you have a controversy, that means it's a problem, right?
Yeah.
Well, those who grew up in the 90s remember the East-West beef.
Right.
The young people might not remember that.
Yeah.
But back in the day, if you was from the West Coast,
mm-hmm.
if you were on the East Coast, you might get shot.
Right.
If you was from the East Coast, you don't go to the West Coast, you might get what?
Shot.
You might get shot. It was the East Coast-West Coast beef. It was the biggest Mall versus Tupac beef. And in jails all across the country, niggas like Biggie or Pop, you gotta pick sides.
Yeah, right.
You pick sides in this jail cell, cuz.
Yeah.
But if we actually knew our history, they know not. Neither we understand whether the West Coast or East Coast, none of those places are our actual indigenous home. America's not the indigenous home of the Negro. America's not the indigenous home of the so-called Puerto Rican, the so-called Mexican. All right, no different than the Baptist religion is the indigenous belief system of a so-called Negro. No different than the Catholic system is the actual indigenous system of the so-called Puerto Rican and so-called Mexican and so-called Negro. These were systems that were put on us during slavery. You follow this or you die. Catholic or die. Baptist or die. Episcopalian or die. That was the choice you were given. You are not given the option to read about who you are according to the Bible. That's why we're in Psalms 82, verse 5. Read it again.
Psalms chapter 82 and verse 5.
And we're going to get to our topic. I promise you. Read.
They know not.
They do what?
They know not.
I'm too busy twerking. I'm too busy trying to get my degree. What a lot of beautiful women. They're beautiful. I can't lie.
Yeah.
In it. I'm by myself. I'm independent.
Yeah.
I'm by myself. I can't keep a man. Why? Because I wasn't taught in church how to submit to a man according to the Bible, a biblical man. I wasn't taught how to pick a correct man. And the men, but when I had two for women. Because I can't teach you anything. Because I'm not responsible. Because I haven't learned the scriptures and worked on myself and worked on my discipline. This is not a religion. This is a culture that has been passed down for years upon years, centuries upon centuries. A discipline. The scriptures in the Bible is given for what? Instructions of knowledge. Real fast, Isaiah 34, verse 16. And I promise you we're getting to our topic. I promise you. But these points we're bringing out are very relevant to why we do what we do. Why do we live? You ever ask yourself this question? Why am I living the way I'm living?
Right.
I remember the first time I asked myself that question, I was about probably 15 years old, riding the bus, and I was looking outside the bus window, and it's tense, so super hot. You're always burning up. You're always sweating. Your body's on fire. You're always sticky.
Right, right.
It's hot. We have no snowball. If you don't have no snowball, they have big cowboy boots out there.
Right.
I had the father's Asian Latino, so I've been with Latinos a lot because I was raised around them.
Okay.
All right? But they, I think they're Israelites. The point I'm bringing up is, you got scripture? Isaiah 34, verse 16?
I got it.
That's my fault. What I was saying is, when you look, I look out the window, and I said, what is the point of all this? All these people are walking around like ants. Everybody's making baby after baby, which is good. But they're walking around lost like ants. I'm running to buy the next CD. I'm running to buy the new shoes. In 2014, we want the next Apple phone. I'm waiting to buy an expensive phone that I can't afford. Just so I can get rid of it and buy another expensive phone that I can't afford. They're the same exact thing, but a little bit faster. All right? That's what's really going on. We're waiting our life waiting for Apple to drop a new iPad.
Right.
You look up, I got black folks as fools. Who gets 6 in the morning for some J's?
Right.
Everybody's a fool. Right? Everybody looks for Steve Jobs, who's dead.
Right.
This dude's not alive.
Yeah.
And we're still waiting for this iPhone.
Yeah.
And they got the new one and the last one. The last one, like 5 minutes ago.
And read, no one of these shall fail.
No one of these shall what?
Fail.
none of the laws that God gave our people. He gave us laws, man. You look at food, and why is everything genetically modified? Every time I eat some food, it has a bunch of poisons and has a whole bunch of... I can't eat nothing anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Because everything has poison. Either they use pesticides to grow it.
Right.
Or the pesticides are inside the cells because it's grown with different genomes.
Yeah.
Inside the plant. So now the pesticide is grown inside the plant internally.
Right.
So I'm eating poison now.
Right.
All right. But the scripture, there's laws about doing things. The word holy means pure. God wanted everything to be pure. From your garment to be pure, your mind to be pure, your spirit to be pure, your heart to be pure, not supposed to be eating poison.
Right.
But we're getting distracted because this whole society is artificial. Everything in society is artificial. Flavors, artificial salt, we're eating artificial food. We're maybe an artificial religion.
Right.
These religions weren't here before Christ.
Right.
Christ is not a Baptist.
Right.
You'll never read Christ say, I was a Southern Baptist. I was a Baptist.
Be a good Baptist.
And you wonder why it's the first Baptist and the second Baptist.
Right.
Well, that's racist as it gets, man.
Wow.
That's racist. If you're a first Baptist, you're white.
Wow.
Okay? If you're second Baptist, you're black.
Niggas
ain't first, they second.
Niggas second Baptist.
You better be second Baptist over here. We're in Texas, damn it. You better be a second Baptist.
Yeah, yeah.
But the reason why he puts points out is to show how indoctrinated we've been.
Wow.
If it's not a religious indoctrination, it's a woman being told, you don't need a man to survive.
Wow.
So now, we're not seeking out the book of the Lord and reading. The Bible tells you a man and a woman made he them. They're supposed to be fruitful and multiply. I didn't create a man to be alone. We're supposed to be a family unit.
Right.
All right? The Bible tells you a man supposed to be educated in the scriptures. Look, I'm supposed to learn, get wisdom, get knowledge, get wisdom. But all I get what?
Understanding.
But that doesn't mean that I get a PhD in robotics that's going to, or semiconductors, actually going to be out of, not applying about 6 more months because
right.
The technology changed. Technology changed. If you have a semiconductor, I know people that have semiconductor degrees, and they work at Church's Chicken as managers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know people like that. I'm not saying...
Because the technology is obsolete?
Because the technology changed.
Ain't no doubt.
We're living in a temporary society where everything's temporary.
Wow.
But the Bible's been around for about 4,000 years.
Yeah.
And we've been around for thousands of years.
Right.
But these religions are really new if you look at history. These religions are really new on the scene. They're not older than the actual Israelites, ancient Israelites. They're not older than the scriptures.
Right.
And Moses come out of Egypt. Okay? We don't?
Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16. None shall want her mate.
We don't?
For my mouth it has commanded.
None shall want her mate. There's no book that can compare to the Bible. It's the only book that God's mouth put together. Now, God's mouth put the book together, and guess what? You're going to find one religion, man. You're not going to find one single religion in this book.
No Catholic.
No Catholic, no Baptist, no Episcopalian, no Presbyterian. Because this is not a religion. In case you haven't understood or you haven't been educated and taught, this is not a religious book in the first place. It's a book about the history of the nation of Israel. That's why we're back in Hosea 4 and 1. Read that.
Hosea chapter 4 and verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel.
Hear his word, not religion. Read.
For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land.
I have a beef. Like being said, what is beef? Beef is window. I got a problem with it. Are we beefing? We got a problem, man. You went from being my chosen people to trying to be an alpha and a beta and a Q and a delta. You went from being my chosen people to try to be a Crip in the blood. You went from my chosen people to try to be a good American citizen. You went from being the Israelites to my people to try to be a Christian or a so-called a Catholic. Read.
Because there is no truth.
There's no what?
No truth.
There's no what?
No truth.
So go to St. John real fast in that one word. Hold that word. St. John 17, verse 17. There's no truth. So you're gonna find, what is the truth?
St. John chapter 17 and verse 17.
And this is how we're supposed to learn. We're supposed to get scriptures to get the understanding. It says seek, which means to thoroughly investigate the book of the Lord and do what?
Read.
So all we're doing is reading, y'all. All we're doing is reading. Okay? Read on.
John chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth.
Sanctify them. The word sanctify means to wash or to cleanse the minds of God's people from the lies they've been taught. To wash or to cleanse the minds of God's people from the lies they've been taught. And we're going today, and so what's one of the lies, amongst many lies, being one, Jesus is a white man.
Right.
If you read Revelation 13, if you read Revelation chapter 1, verse 13 through 16, we can prove that he's not a white man. If you read Hebrews chapter 7, verse 14, he came from the tribe of Judah. Okay? If you read Jeremiah 14 and 2, it says the Jews mourn, the gates of language, they are blackened to the ground. So Judah, which is what the family and the bloodline of Christ came from, because that's a fact. Okay? Christ is black, according to the Bible. His people are black unto the ground. If Christ is black unto the ground, guess what? He don't got no blue hairs and blonde eyes, man. Or blonde eyes. Blonde eyes and blonde hairs and blue eyes.
He ain't got no blonde eyes either.
listen. He might as well have blonde eyes. Because if they told us that, we believe it.
Exactly.
Yeah. If religion told us that God's eyes are blonde,
right,
we believe it.
Yeah.
If they told us that you're a Gentile, because Meshavah is extensively, listen, I'm still in Meshavah today. They're out there handling business on the road, trying to spread this gospel, you know, helping other Israelites out there. We're trying to physically, actively engage in the work. Every Israelite, this is another truth, every Israelite, you have a duty, man. You have a calling. Real fast, man. Jeremiah 1 and 5. We're going to stick to the breaking down the truth. But Jeremiah 1 and 5. Every Israelite, understand this, man. You have a calling, man.
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5.
Listen, Kusa Kente didn't know this.
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5.
Read.
Before I formed thee in the belly.
Now, we can all agree that Christ is, Christ is the ruler of all things and knows all things, right?
Come.
And Christ said, God said in the Bible, before you formed the belly, what? Read.
I knew thee.
I what?
I knew thee.
I knew what?
Thee.
I knew you. Because you're an Israelite. You came from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you came from one of the 12 sons from a man named Israel. Or not. But it's about an Israelite. Read.
And before thou camest forth out of the womb.
Before your mom and dad got together and before y'all came out of the womb, before the seed touched the egg and it, you know, started to have chemical reactions and you ever seen that movie?
Baby.
Baby.
Yeah.
I used to love that. Look,
look,
look.
Yeah, look, look.
The baby's like this. The baby's getting a little move on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So most of us put a spirit in that, and he already knew your spirit, your mentality, you know, your good things and your bad things, who you are, your defects, and your character has already been here. He just put that character and that spirit, that mindset into that seed, into that baby. So before you were born, he knew what? Read.
I knew thee.
And what?
I knew thee.
And what?
I knew thee.
The purpose of blood song is to educate the people that God knew, the Israelites. Read.
And before thou camest forth out of the womb.
Before day one. Read.
I sanctified thee.
I what?
Sanctified thee.
I what?
Sanctified thee.
I sanctified thee. Now stop. Hold that. Go to St. John 17, verse 17.
St. John, chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth.
The truth. What is the truth according to the Bible?
Thy word is truth.
The word, not religion, not opinion, not what I feel. I just feel in my heart. I feel in my heart. If what you feel contradicts how God feels, who's supposed to submit to who? That's how you feel and how you've been educated. Like I told you, I was giving you a little, autobiographical story about sitting in church.
Right.
Listen, if you talked to me a couple years back, I felt some kind of way too.
Yeah.
I felt the same thing you felt. I felt the spirit.
Right, right.
I felt the vibe.
Right, right.
I felt the... I felt the energy. I was raised in this lifestyle, like our grandfather, like our grandparents,
right,
who didn't know this knowledge, who are walking on also in darkness, who didn't understand, okay? Because the foundation, which is what?
The basis for something to stand on.
The culture, the basis in which someone stands on was what? Out of course. They weren't educated in scriptures. They were given a belief that was a what? Religion. They were given something to believe in. One size fits all. Catholic, Baptist, whatever. First Baptist, Second Baptist,
right,
wherever you want to be. If you want to make, I had a friend of mine that I met. We talked to a lot of people. He made his own religion. I said, how do you get the idea, man? We said, I was watching the Discovery Channel. I watched Animal Planet.
Right.
And it just made sense.
Wow.
So imagine his kids. His kids are going to grow up with that religion that he had. We were smoking weed, watching Animal Planet, and look at the lions fight, and creating his own doctrine. That's no different than following a religion that's man-made.
Jehovah's Witness, the Book of Mormon.
Listen, the religion I call Jesus.
Listen, they're a new religion. Yeah, listen. Kanye West made an album called Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Now the religion called Jesus.
Yeezy-anity.
Like Christianity.
Yeezy-anity.
He had the air Yeezys.
Right.
Now he wants to be heir of the throne. Wow. He said, no one man should have this much power. That's what he quotes, what he said.
Wow.
So listen, man, their children and their fans and his people, his babies, are going to be following Yeezy Andy.
Wow.
Some of the music artists invented. We're going off of the devices of man, the ideas of man, the thoughts of man. But God is supreme. The Father is supreme. So this is about seeking the truth. And what is the truth? St. John 17, verse 17. Read.
St. John chapter 17, verse 17. Seek, sanctify them through thy truth.
Sanctify who?
Them through thy truth.
The Israelites, the chosen people according to the Bible, your so-called Negroes, Haitians, Dominicans, Chileans, Brazilians, located throughout North, Central, and South America. Sanctify them through thy what?
Truth.
What's the truth?
Thy word is truth.
So we're going into the word, and we're going to get the understanding today. Today's class is about baptism, okay? This is the class that when people are coming, they want to learn. We always give this class. We want to see what is baptism according to the Bible. Because in religion, we've been taught that. What have we been taught? I'm going to ask you a question. What were you told that a baptism was according to church?
You went out to the water. You know what I'm saying? You got together on a certain day. You decided you wanted to give your life over to the Lord. And they set it up. You maybe put on some white garments.
Oh yeah.
And maybe there was a bathtub behind the. Right under, behind, above, depending on the design of the building. Some people went out to rivers, lakes, or swimming pools in the area.
Yeah,
some pools. And no, for real, I baptized like three times, man. So a swimming pool is one of them.
Wow.
And you got dipped. You know, they prayed. You decided, you know, you quoted, you know, read some scripture or something about wanting to serve the Lord and giving your life or something. Then they dunked you under the water, pulled you back up, and you were supposed to be a new creature.
I'm supposed to be a brand new person.
Right.
All
the
things.
I got distance from H2O.
Right.
Hydrogen plus oxygen.
You got rain on.
Hydrogen plus oxygen.
I took a shower.
Listen, we're going to go to scriptures. We're going to prove. I want to prove that, listen, man, getting distant water, listen, that was a Levitical law.
Right.
It was a symbol of what's to come.
Right.
Christ's going to come and baptize you.
Right.
But it's not going to talk about that physical water.
Right.
That was in the law.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the law was you get dipped in the water. That was the hygienic laws to be clean.
Right.
All right, it was supposed to be a process that was supposed to be symbolic for your mind.
Mm-hmm.
The way you clean your body is how you're supposed to clean your mind. There's a lot of guys in jail that take a shower every day.
We take showers every day.
But they still do crimes, right?
Sure do.
They still jump in your house and take your PlayStation and your Apple and your Mac.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And maybe your Jays and your Yeezys.
Yeah.
So listen, the point we're getting to our class. Let's go to Amos 8 and 11.
Amos chapter 8 and verse 11. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God.
That's what God said. He said, behold, man, look, God's trying to put us on game for a long time, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you read the Bible like a broken record, it says the same thing.
Over and over.
You know you got a bad kid out?
Yeah.
You got that bad kid. You got to spank him 15 million times just so you can stop going to the kitchen.
Right.
Can you come out the kitchen and try to touch the stove?
Right.
I'm telling you 15 million times that the stove is hot.
Right.
When you read the scriptures, God's telling us over and over and over the same thing. But we're not picking up on it. Read.
That I will send, Amos chapter 8, verse 11. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God.
Okay.
That I will send a famine in the land.
Now, we're not going to get super deep. Missionaries, what does the word famine mean? God's going to send a famine. The God of Israel says he's going to send a famine. Let's get an understanding of what is a famine according to the Bible.
Famine, an extreme scarcity. Mm-hmm.
Read again.
An extreme scarcity.
He's going to bring an extreme scarcity. Now read on the scripture.
Amos chapter 8, verse 11. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a extreme scarcity.
Oh, we call it famine. The Bible calls it a famine.
An extreme scarcity in the land.
Of what?
Not an extreme scarcity of bread.
Not a famine of bread. Because everybody's eating bread. You can go to my city, everybody's overweight.
Right.
Everybody's overweight.
No, no.
Listen, man, we're eating that. If you go to New Mexico, they're eating that sopapilla.
Yeah, all you can eat are restaurants all over the place.
Cornbread. Sopapilla.
Right.
All right, bread. We're eating
beans and rice and bread.
The almighty buffet.
I can't get my six-pack back. I don't know what I do.
And beer.
A famine of bread, right?
Not a famine of bread.
He's not going to give us a famine of bread, extreme scarcity of bread.
Right.
Read.
Nor a thirst for water.
Everybody's drinking water, even if it's got fluoride in it.
Bottled water.
Even if you buy it. My water is called nice. It's purified water. It's probably not nice because it's probably not really purified.
Yeah. It's probably full of plastic molecules.
Still drinking water.
Still drinking it. So
right?
It's not a thirst for water.
Not water, Read.
But of hearing the words of the Lord.
Now listen, I want us to think real quick. Yeah, think. Everybody goes to church.
Come.
Everybody, at least everybody has a TV and they watch TNN.
Oh, and they say the statistics used to be like 85% of Americans say they went to church on Sunday. 95% of them think that they're going to go to heaven when they die. Those are the statistics all through when I grew up in the 90s. The surveys that they took of people?
Yeah.
Like 85% of people said they went to church on Sunday.
But God said, behold, there's going to be extreme scarcity of hearing the word. But everybody's going to church.
Right.
But I want you to count on your hands how many scriptures you actually get. You might get the three fingers if you're in a black church.
Maybe you might
get the four.
Because you know they got the one where the tie. You talked about that.
The
tie. Then there was the one where women ain't supposed to wear men's apparel. Not supposed to wear pants.
Okay.
We can get that one. We got that one a lot. At the end of every service, at the end of every service, they did. Everybody would stand up and recite Matthew 6:33. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
I got John 3:16.
I got
John 3:16 every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
That was pretty much it. It should have put a Bible that said John 3:16. It happened over 15 million times.
Because
it's about one or two scriptures they harp on.
That's it.
Besides tithe
and
maybe Christmas, but it's not in the Bible.
No.
He didn't die until the 25th. Rabbits don't lay eggs.
Right.
This is all religion. This is all indoctrination. This is all a bunch of lies we've inherited.
Yep.
So God said we're gonna have extreme scarcity of what?
An extreme scarcity of hearing the words of the Lord.
We're not hearing God's word. That's why music is so prevalent in our society. As far as we know, listen, I went to jail too. I'm not gonna sit here and say I'm speaking clean. I went to jail too, and we know a lot more songs. Some type of way.
You
know a lot more songs. I know a lot of Tupac verses.
Right.
A lot of Nas verses, a lot of Jay-Z verses.
I ain't mad at ya.
But we don't know the Bible. There's something wrong with that. If I go to church, I know more hymns. I know more, what was it, CC or BB?
BB and CC
Wiley.
Yeah, the
Wiley. CC, the
Wiley.
If I know, GOD got property, what?
GOD
Whitman. Oh, yeah, she had a church, they ain't going nowhere.
But guess what? I'm really not going anywhere. Listen, my life, I'm not begging on it. Look, I'm not trying to offend you if you go to church. It's not. I'm not trying to be super offensive. But where is your life going if you're only hearing three scriptures per 4 or 5 hour service?
Right.
You give 10% of your income.
Right.
And you get four scriptures every Sunday, man.
Yeah.
That is whack.
Yeah.
Something wrong with that.
Yeah.
But God knew, so he said, behold.
Behold.
Look.
Check it out.
Almost in a famine. Extreme scarcity of hearing the what?
Word of God.
Hearing the word of God. So now our people believe anything. We'll believe Kanye West's new religion, Yeezyanity, Yeezus.
Mm-hmm.
We'll believe that. There's another religion, Pastafarian.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I don't know. Look,
Pastafari.
Look it up online, man. It's you know it's the last days when people worship pasta and meatballs.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah,
Pastafarian. No, hold on. Here's a quick rundown, okay? Pastafarian. Their god is called the giant flying spaghetti monster.
The giant flying spaghetti monster. For real.
And in the heaven, on every street corner, there's a Hooters and a strip club.
Heaven has strip clubs and Hooters.
This
right?
is a religion.
This is a religion now.
This is an actual religion. People that actually go out there and spread this, like Christians spread the Bible.
Wow.
So now we're spreading the doctrine. So there's a giant spaghetti monster.
Who's invisible. And created everything.
He made pasta, meatballs. He's meatballs and pasta.
Exactly.
He created everything, the heavens and earth.
And he's from some distant, far, far away outer space galaxy.
And in heaven, there's Hooters
and
strip clubs.
On every corner.
Wow.
And it's free beer.
So listen, man. That just as extreme as that sounds, people actually believe in that. Just as extreme as Yeezyanity sounds, believe it or not, people believe in it.
That's the same way Mormonism or Jehovah's Witnesses or any of these other ones got started.
Yeah.
Somebody started teaching what they believe. They started with their family, their wife and their kids. And
their house.
And their popularity grew, and there you go. I mean, people turn to hear what they want to hear. And if you're telling them something they want to hear, they'll follow, and they'll teach it.
And if there's a friendship and a comfort,
yeah.
And it's kind of like camaraderie. And especially if they have kids and the kids grow up learning it.
Yeah.
Guess what? They're learning a bunch of lies.
Mm-hmm.
But that's no different than being born in slavery, born in captivity,
right.
Or born thinking you're free.
Right.
And you're still believing lies. It's not what the scripture says. We read earlier, if you just get here in the program, St. John 17:17 says, sanctify them to thy truth. The words in the Bible is the truth. Not your grandma, not your pastor, not what you feel. But the words in the book, the words in the Bible, that's the actual truth. Okay, y'all? Let's continue the scripture. We're going on to the topic of baptism.
So we have Amos chapter 8 and verse 11.
Got it?
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land.
And not of pasta.
Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord.
That's the famine we're in right now. Let's go to Mark chapter 1, verse 8. Mark, in the New Testament, chapter 1, verse 8.
Mark chapter 1 and verse 8.
And I said, it's not about screaming and yelling and making you feel bad. It's about, you know what, I need to open my mind up and investigate thoroughly, like the scripture says, seek out the book of the Lord and do what?
And read.
I mean, read for yourself, man. Read it. It's in black and white. Read what the Bible says and see if we're lying, man. Prove us wrong. Read.
Mark chapter 1 and verse 8. I indeed have baptized you with water.
So what?
I indeed have baptized you with water.
That's true. I indeed baptized you with water. Read on.
But he shall baptize
he.
You.
The what?
But he.
He. Who's that? Christ. Christ is going to baptize you with what?
He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
So Christ is going to baptize us with the Holy Spirit. That kind of cancels out the water issue.
Yes.
If you really want to be baptized, it's fully by the Holy Spirit according to the Bible.
Right.
All right? So getting dipped in water is canceled out by this scripture alone.
Water is not a spirit.
But we're going to go further and prove our point. Okay? We're not going to believe in one scripture. And all of a sudden, now we're going to make a tire release off of one scripture.
Right.
That's how you get prosperity.
Right.
That's how you get people to make up their own ideas. It's Christianity. All right? They get modern-day religion and past religion. Go to St. John 14, 26.
John chapter 14 and verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit.
The Comforter is what?
The Holy Spirit.
Listen, a lot of people, on a side note, they lack comfort, man. They really need some comfort. A lot of people are hurting right now. They truly are hurting because guess what? I never had answers. If you tune into the program a little bit earlier, all right, we were talking about single-parent mothers, irresponsible young men, confusion, and people trying to follow and just jump into a group or a religion, all right, trying to fit in. They don't have a foundation. They don't have anything to stand on. The rest of the world has a certain culture to stand on. They have forefathers. We don't know anything else but Abraham Lincoln or Lincoln Town Cars,
right,
or Martin Luther King. But he's not the King of Israel. He's not Christ. We're going off a lot of different ideas and people. We're not going off the scriptures. Read again.
John chapter 14 and verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit.
So the Comforter is the Holy what?
Spirit.
The Comforter is the Holy Spirit. All right? Read.
Whom the Father will send.
The Holy Father, the same one who said, behold, I'm going to send a famine in the land, an extreme scarcity of hearing the word. He said, what in this point? Read.
Whom the Father will send.
That same Father will send what?
The Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
The Comforter.
In my name.
In Christ's name. Read.
He shall teach you all things.
He's going to teach you all things. This Comforter, or this Holy Spirit, it's another word for Holy Spirit. Comforter is another word for Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is another word for Comforter. All right? They're interchangeable. It's going to teach you all things. He's going to teach you all things. All right? Let's go ahead and go to St. John, the same Bible, same book, chapter 15 and verse 26.
St. John, chapter 15, in verse 26. But when the Comforter is come.
But when the Comforter is come, which is what?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit's here, read.
Whom I will send unto you from the Father.
Stop. And this is in red, correct? We're reading in red?
Come.
Listen, understand this. Anything you read in red, when you read the Bible, if we're new to the scriptures, new to the Bible, anything written in red is actual Christ speaking. It's Christ speaking, and it's Christ's words. It's written in red, okay? To make it more distinctive, so you see that it's Christ speaking. Read.
Even the Spirit of truth.
Even the Spirit of what?
Truth.
Now, you have Comforter, you got Holy Spirit, and another word interchangeable for Comforter and Holy Spirit is what?
Spirit of truth.
The Spirit of truth. Read on.
Which proceeded from the Father.
It comes from the Father. Read.
He shall testify of me.
He shall do what?
Testify of me.
So the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, is going to teach you all things. And now the Spirit of truth, which is the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, because they're interchangeable, because they're the same thing, is going to do what?
Testify of me.
Now, when you go to court, you have somebody testify. What are they doing?
They're giving an eyewitness account.
Exactly.
They're giving you an eyewitness account. What do you think Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John was?
Eyewitness account.
So it was an eyewitness account. It was four men who walked with Christ, the physical Christ, here. Okay? And they wrote down and they kept the teachings and the lectures and the speakings and the principles and the thought pattern of the Son of God, the Savior of Israel, the Savior of the so-called Negroes, Puerto Ricans, Haitians, Dominicans, Chileans, Brazilians, located throughout North, Central, and South America, and spread abroad. This man named Jesus Christ, these four witnesses, these 12 disciples were writing eyewitness accounts about what he said. Read on.
Verse 27. And ye also shall bear witness.
So we're bearing witness. How are we bearing witness? We're reading what the Bible testifies. It shall testify of me. We ask the question, what testifies of everything God said? What teaches us all things? What, this is for you to hold into your mind. We'll go back to it. What teaches you all things? What is the Spirit's truth? What gives us comfort? What is the Holy Spirit? The word holy means true. What's the true Spirit that teaches us all things? That's the Spirit of truth that gives us comfort. That teaches us the testimony of Christ. It's the actual written testimony of what happened. Real fast, St. John 15 and 3.
John chapter 15 and verse 3. Now ye are clean through the word.
Now, this word, the Spirit of truth, the scriptures, the Holy Spirit, the comfort. The only thing that testifies to Christ is the Bible. It's the written documentation of everything that they saw and heard Christ say. So the Bible is the comfort. It gives you comfort. You're going through pain. What do you read?
The Bible.
You're going through, when somebody dies in your family and you're trying to get over the pain, what do you read?
The Bible.
When you're hopefully pick a woman or try to pick a man, what should you read as a qualification, a balance or a measure of what kind of woman to look for?
The Bible.
It's supposed to give you the truth. It's supposed to give you comfort. And it's supposed to be a Holy Spirit, which is true. A true spirit, the true way to think, the right way to think, God's way to think. And it's Christ's words. When you receive Christ's words, what happens to you? Read, verse 3.
John chapter 15, verse 3. Now ye are clean.
Now we're clean. Was it water? Was it water that made him clean? Was it a shower? Was it a drizzle? Was it that fake snow we got in Atlanta, Georgia, that we had to miss work for 4 days straight, and the snow wouldn't burn? It wouldn't even melt. Was that the water I was talking about? Was it Slitterbond? Was it Splashtown? Was it Hurricane Hugo? We're getting silly, because this is really silly. To get dipped in water, all of a sudden I'm clean, my spirit gets clean, some water? What does the Bible say cleans your spirit? Read.
John chapter 15, verse 3. Now ye are clean.
Now you're clean.
Through the word.
Through the what?
Through the word.
Through the what?
Through the word.
Through the word. The word of the Bible. The Holy Spirit. The comfort. The Spirit of truth. The testimony of Christ. The word of God. You get cleaned by that. That cleans your spirit. That cleans your mind. That cleans your bad habits. That gives you an accurate assessment of self. Kyle Cobb, they have the Kyle Cobb program. Kyle Cobb said many times, and many years ago also, that the biggest problem people have is they have an inaccurate, which means untrue, assessment, which means judgment, of self. People have an inaccurate assessment of self. They don't live in reality. But I wonder why they don't live in reality. I really wonder why. Maybe they don't live in reality because they're living in a whole bunch of ideas, a whole bunch of opinions. But can you feel bad for them? Can you really blame them? When their whole life has been, our whole life was just a bunch of ideas.
Yeah.
It wasn't the scriptures. It wasn't the word of God. It wasn't information that was passed down to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It was 4 hours of singing, maybe about 30 minutes of dancing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Shouting.
15 minutes of saying, neighbor.
look to
your left and look to your right, my brother. Muslims quote more scriptures than we do in the church.
Yeah, they do.
I can't attack. I can't attack the Christians, but I used to be a hardcore Christian myself.
Yeah.
And you know what? Listen, Muslims quote more scriptures than so-called Christians.
They do.
And if you follow Christ, the followers of Christ were Jews.
Yeah.
So I'm not even a Christian because Christ, Christian means Christ-like, right?
Right.
But what was Christ?
A Jew.
The king of who?
The Jews.
And he was from the tribe of Judah, Hebrews 7 and 14. So if he was from the tribe of Judah, and he was the king of the Jews, if I want to be Christ-like, I have to be a what?
A Jew.
A Jew. And it doesn't mean that I'm getting dipped in water and all of a sudden I'm clean. I'm only clean by the what?
Word.
What's going to teach me to stop eating pork?
Right. The word.
What's the time they stop eating shrimp?
The word.
What's the TV that stopped teaching my kids that rabbits lay eggs?
The word.
What's the TV that Christ was not born on December 25th?
The word.
What's the teach me stop twerking?
The word.
What's the teach brothers to stop being down low, man? That's nasty.
The word.
What's going to teach our people to stop following religion and try to look for a political savior?
The word.
All right? That's the only thing that's saving our people. The word of God, the scriptures, the Bible, the information, the truth. That's the only thing that's getting our people in the right mentality. And we're going over baptism. Can I get dipped in water and come out a new person? We just read verse 3. It says what?
John chapter 15 and verse 3. Now ye are clean through the water.
Now the Israelites are clean through the what?
Through the word.
Read on.
Which I have spoken unto you.
And who spoke this?
Christ.
Christ said, you're clean through the word. That's why John the Baptist said Mark. Okay? He said Mark. Or maybe Mark said it. I might be off on this point. All right? But the prophet said, listen, I indeed baptized with water. I baptized with water. That was Levitical law. And we can go read that in Leviticus chapter 15, verse 1 through 15, about Levitical law. But we're sticking to the point right now. The point is, listen, I indeed baptized with water, but Christ is going to clean you with what? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the word of the Bible. That's the only information, the only source that attacks your negative thinking. It attacks your negative mentality. It attacks your negative mindset. It attacks your depression. It attacks your fear. It attacks your doubt. It attacks your hate. It attacks your opinion. That's how you get clean. Getting dipped in water won't change a man thinking that it's okay, I was born homosexual.
Right.
I'm going to kingdom as a homosexual.
Right.
Water can't clean that.
Right?
Water can't clean a child's mind from thinking, hey, mommy said that bunnies lay eggs, and we dip the eggs and die, and then the eggs have candy in them, and we do this on forgiveness for the day of Jesus, Easter. We're going to do this every Easter and go on Easter hunt because that's how we please King Jesus. We're teaching our children the same lies just like Jesus, just like Yeezyanity, just like Pastafarianism, just like being an Egyptian or being a Baptist or a Catholic or being an atheist and making your own stuff up. Well, off your own opinion, it's the same thing. We're not getting our mind cleansed with the word, the mind, the spirit, your thinking pattern, your thought process has to be cleaned by the word. Is that clear? We're going back to St. John, chapter 17, verse 17, to get further clarity on the cleaning process.
John, chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth.
You Israelite people, located all across the world, man, the truth is the scriptures. The Bible is the scriptures. Read.
Thy word is truth.
Told you. the word is the truth, man. All right? This ain't my word. This is what the Bible says. Let's go to Ephesians 5:26. Let's go to Ephesians 5:26. We got more brothers coming in. We got buff brothers coming in, too.
Jesus.
You see Jarrell in real life? This man is swole, man. I'm off topic, though. But what I'm bringing up is we're sticking to the scriptures, okay? That's how you get your spirit clean. You get clean by your thoughts following God's word, not following your own words, your own feelings. All right? Are we there?
Yeah.
Ephesians 5:26.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water.
Stop. The washing of water by what?
By the word.
By the word. The washing of water by the word is not just me getting dipped in some water and now I'm a new man. Listen, man, when I got dipped in the water, I thought it was going to be somebody different, man.
Me too.
I thought about this water. I'm coming out of the water.
I thought a girl was going to come out of
the water. I thought I was about to have some superpowers.
Yeah.
I'm going out of the water. I'm about to be a new person. I'm back to the same thing I've been doing.
Yeah.
We all go back to smoking cigarettes, smoking weed, and you're smoking crack, whatever you're doing.
Snoring coke,
masturbating, player hating, envious, covetous. Wicked mentality, wicked ideology, wicked thought processes. The water doesn't clean your mind. The scriptures clean your mind. Read that point again.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
The only way you are getting clean. The scriptures, the Bible says, no defiled thing. Nothing defiled. Defiled means dirty. Matter of fact, get the definition, the difference of defiled. It says, no defiled thing shall enter into the kingdom. So a lot of people that say, hey, Jesus, I got baptized, bro. How come I couldn't go to heaven? Because you weren't clean through the scriptures. You gave people false hope, Mr. Creflo Dollar. You gave people false hope, Mr. Barack Obama. You gave people false hope, Mr. What's that guy's name in Houston, Texas, that white guy? Joe Osteen. You gave people false hope, and them following your dream and your ideas and your false mentalities and your inaccurate assessment of self, and you're not reading in the Bible, they think now, if I get in some water, I'm going to heaven. Sad. It's sad because we teach this to our children. It's sad because we walk around cocky, I got a suit on, and now I'm somebody, and now I think I'm better than the person that's suffering down the hallway, down the street, on my job. I'm better than them now because I got a baptism and you didn't. We're both not clean because we're not reading the scriptures. We're both not clean because I brought the Bible, what the Bible says. We're going off our own opinion, our own will, and not what the book says. Now read.
Defiled. To make unclean or impure.
Read again.
Defiled. To make unclean or impure.
If I want my brother's woman, if I'm covetous, if I want what the next man has, if I'm eating defiled foods that are against the law of the Bible, I'm still what?
To make unclean.
I'm still unclean. Can water clean a person's opinion?
No.
Listen, I listen for those that are parents. When your kid's bucking up, throw some water on them. Look at that guy. He has to go. He's going to bring the devil in this house, boy.
The gremlins on you.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, man, we all watch the gremlins, man. And what was that? The wicked witch?
The wicked witch of the west.
Listen, the wicked witch of the west. It wasn't the east, it was the west, right?
The wild wicked witch of the west.
Yeah. A lot of W sounds, right?
Yeah.
The wicked witch of the west, right? She had water poured on her, and she was so evil and so wicked, she started to melt, and she left those fly chains behind. Hey, I got the new chains, homie. If we can laugh at a movie that's a theatrical cinematography, whatever you want to call it, something somebody's idea, a script, somebody wrote. And I said, if I put water on this wicked witch, she's just going to melt.
Yeah.
Even though she's mastered satanic practices and probably kill you with spells and spirits.
Right.
If you throw a little water on her, she's dead.
Yeah.
Right? She's gone. She's out of there. Like, she don't take a shower.
Right?
Like, she don't go to the bathroom. Right?
Wash it behind her.
She don't wash her booty, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, she don't wash her.
About
you know what I'm saying? Like, you put water on her, she's going to melt.
Yeah.
But she don't got a shower. She's good, right?
Yeah, she's good.
The point we're bringing up is this. This is crazy. Listen, we have these fantasies and these ideas that putting water on people is going to somehow, some magic way, get the demons out of them.
Right.
I sing the song church. Shake, 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 Jamora, shake the devil off. Shake, 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 shake the devil off. Shake, 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 shake the devil off. In the name of Jesus. Now listen, it's in Jesus' name, but where's the scriptures?
Is it really in the name of Jesus when there's no scriptures?
No.
It might be Jesus' name,
right,
but it ain't Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Read the scripture again.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
The word is the water that he's speaking of. We had to go on this long story process of wicked witches getting washed in water and people throwing water on their kids in the house. He's a holy water boy.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is physical water, physical H2O, does nothing for his spirit. But it does a lot for your body. It cleans your body up, man.
Yeah.
It does a good job of that. I should be funky.
Yeah.
I could have showered if I got here. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be funky either. But the point is, the word of God, the scripture, the Bible, the word says, now you're clean, the word which I what? Spake unto you.
Right.
That was St. John 15, verse 3. And now read the point again.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
Washing of water by the word. How come Creflo Dollar didn't say this? How come T.D. Jakes didn't say this? How come Macho Man and James Snake Roberts didn't say this? You might as well believe in wrestling.
Yeah.
Because they're not, nobody's quoting the scriptures.
Yeah.
They quote Austin 3:16.
Stone Cold Steve Austin
3:16.
Yeah.
That's about as accurate as they might quote more scriptures in WWF than do in church these days.
Yeah.
Read on.
Verse 27. That he might present it to himself, a glorious church.
Stop right there. The Israelites are supposed to be God's bride, the Most High's bride, Christ's bride, the church, okay? If we're not getting our minds clean, the Bible says the Lord is a spirit. He's a spirit, okay? And they that worship him, what's worship him how?
In spirit and truth.
And what?
In spirit and in truth.
And what?
In spirit and in truth.
The Lord is a spirit. Can you throw water on the spirit?
No.
I had a spirit in my bedroom about 2 years ago, man. He was in my bathroom, man.
Taking showers.
He's taking a shower. Just joking, man. But you can't clean the spirit with water. God is a spirit. But if you're going to worship God, right, you have to worship him how?
In spirit and in truth.
In spirit and in truth. And God's spirit is in the scriptures. It's his thought pattern, his thought process. Thou shalt not be homosexual. Thou shalt not shave your beard. Thou shalt not make balls upon thy head. Thou shalt not eat creepy things. Thou shalt eat pork. Thou shalt not vote for Barack Obama. They didn't say that. I'm just joking. The point I'm bringing up is in the scriptures. Go to Psalms 119, verse 9.
Psalms chapter 119 and verse 9.
Psalms 119, verse 9 says what?
Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways?
Trayvon, you need to go to church, boy. You out there slaying rocks at 5 in the morning. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Where you going to be? You better get yourself together while you're something better wrong with your mind. And then that is a good rap. But guess what? His mind wasn't clean with the scriptures. He wasn't told God's feeling and God's opinion and God's thought process.
Right.
About how it's supposed to be. Tay-Tay, Trayvon, Brandon, Jerome, Tyrone, they were all raised in the Baptist church.
Right.
They were raised Juan, Antonio.
Yeah.
Who said that heroin thing?
Exactly.
They said that heroin thing?
Yeah.
That good.
That brown.
That the sweet dream. I'm going to explain the sweet dreams.
Yeah.
Take your mind away. Do it with me. I'm the power.
Nice.
Come on now. They weren't given the scriptures about how God feels about what they're doing. They were just told, look, you can do whatever you want to do, and when you decide to get right, jump in the water, and you're okay.
Yes.
I might as well sell drugs.
Yes. I might as well live it up.
That makes no sense. You're telling a person that has an opinion that it's okay for me to sell chemical substances and destroy my people, the same people I grew up with, because we're doing this in our own neighborhoods.
Right.
Our barrios,
Yep.
Our ghettos.
Naranja.
Sarasa.
Yeah.
And my project.
Yeah.
And my hood.
The same ward they grew up in.
Or we're in the suburbs where I came from, and we're just jokely, dokely, everything's goodly-woodly. No problems here.
No problems
here. Hey, but some people get molested. People
yeah.
getting raped in those nice houses.
Right, right.
But everybody has a nice Cadillac, and it's clean.
Yeah, right.
The same wickedness is going on no matter what your economical factors are. But guess what? There's one common denominator, religion, and the mindset that if you get dipped in water, hell with it. Everything's all right.
It's all good.
It's all good. Dipped in water?
Amen.
You know what? It's time I get dipped in the water, man. And it's time, man. I've been waiting for a long time. I'm about 35 years old.
Never thought this day would come.
I've been thugging for a long time.
Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
I've been thugging for a long time, and now it's time to take a bath. On slave times, go to the actual river.
Go to the river.
Way
in the water.
Way
in the water. Children, way in the water.
Listen, we were in the water because we were put in slavery because God was pissed at the Israelites.
Right.
They'll tell you that. If you're brand new to this, real fast, let's get Deuteronomy 28, verse 68. And we're going back to our topic. Give you a little bit of background. A little bit of background. Why we were waiting at the water. There's a reason we were waiting at the water.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with chains.
Stop. And the Lord shall do what?
Bring thee into Egypt again.
So the Lord shall bring you into Egypt again. Now the Jews the first time did what?
They
walked out of Egypt. They walked. They walked out of Egypt. Moses did what?
Walked back into.
Moses split the Red Sea. He split the Red Sea, right? And we walked around for 40 years and we was tripping. And finally we got to Israel.
Right.
Our homeland, right?
Yeah.
Just to get kicked out in the year 70 A.D.
Yeah. Right.
And go into Africa and be there for a process of 1,500 years and create different societies, but still being Jews that are refugees, no different than refugees from what? New Orleans, Katrina.
Right.
No different than refugees from the South going to the North. No different than refugees from the South going to Chicago, talking same South. But their brothers up there, because they let the slaves went up that way too.
Yeah.
Our brothers going to Cali. Yay, yay. Going to Cali.
Right.
Leaving areas out the states. This process of 1,005 years going around Africa, the year 1619, the official beginning of the slave trade, we were the only people on planet Earth that did what? Read?
With ships.
Read it again.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships.
Again means the second time.
Right.
The Lord, Christ, and the Most High shall bring you into Egypt, which is Exodus 22. We get that. With what?
Ships.
Ships. With ships. What people went into bondage and slavery, like Egypt, with ships. Your so-called Negroes, Haitians, and your so-called what? Jamaicans, right? And just so you know, for your benefit, 80% of slave ships went to South America to Brazil.
Yeah.
And 20% of slave ships went to the New World and North America. Just so you know that. All right, so the slave trade was really big. A whole nation went to the condition of Egypt. That word Egypt is the word in Hebrew which means Mizraim. Mizraim means bondage, suffering, and death. And this really to prove the point. So you don't think we're manipulating the word of God. Exodus 20 and 2.
Exodus chapter 20, verse 2. I am the Lord thy God.
I what?
I am the Lord thy God.
Read.
Which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt.
He brought us out of the land of Egypt the first time. He walked out. Read.
Out of the house of bondage.
Out of the house of bondage. Okay? The condition of slavery. Read. What is Egypt?
The house of bondage.
Now we're going back to Deuteronomy 28, verse 68. We're going back to that. Read.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again.
The Lord shall bring you into Egypt again. Read.
With ships.
Transatlantic slave ships. This is not a religion. This is history. The Bible is a book of history. But because there's been a famine, which is a what?
A lack, a extreme shortage.
An extreme scarcity and shortage of hearing the word. Because we've been not hearing the scriptures, and we've been disobeying the Father, we went to captivity of what you call modern-day slavery. Read on.
With ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee.
By the way whereof I spake unto thee. Read on.
Thou shalt see it no more again.
We ain't been to Africa since, okay? And we ain't been to Israel in a real long time. So we got kicked out by the Greco-Roman Empire, all right? So, read on.
And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies.
Ye shall be what?
Sold.
Does it sound like a religion being sold? Think about it. Does a religion, well, they say religion, but in this religion you have to get sold to be part of this religion? Does it sound like a religion or a history or a bloodline or a nation? But people do what? They walk on in darkness, neither will they understand. Why? Because all the foundations of the earth are out of course. And the word foundation means what?
Basis.
That's true too. The basis to stand on.
Foundation is a basis upon which something stands.
We don't have a definition?
Foundation. A basis upon which something stands.
Because our minds have no more foundation in the scriptures. We'll believe any preacher. Because our minds have no foundation scriptures, we'll follow any trend. We'll cut our hair in Moab. We're going to cut half the hair off and let the hair on the other side. Looks crazy to me. Looks demonic. Men walk around with finger waves. Processed finger waves. Not like they brushing the hair real nice. It's just processed fingers looking feminine. All right? I will burn their hair to the they ain't got no more hair. But we've lost the foundation of who we come from and what we come from and where we come from. That we were those slaves that were previously living in Africa that were actually refugees from the Greco-Roman Empire in 70 AD. We got conquered because we went to God, the commandment of the Lord. Because he had a controversy with the children of Israel. He had a controversy with the so-called Negroes, Mexicans, Chileans, and Brazilians located throughout North Central South America. Now, at that time period, living in Assyria and in also other parts of Europe and also Israel itself, because we had many captivities, many slaveries, because we don't want to keep the scriptures. We don't want to keep the commandments. We want to go off what a man says. But where does man led our people? That's the one Bible, Psalm 119 and 9, we have found out how do I get clean.
Psalms chapter 119 and 9.
Because a man said, get this in water, you're clean. What does the Bible say? Read.
Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way.
Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way. And young means inexperienced. All right? You see what I'm saying? Our people are inexperienced in the scriptures. We're babies in the Bible. Because your whole life has been four scriptures per Sunday. That's not enough, man. Would you give a baby one bottle per week of milk?
Hell no.
Would you be, that's called what?
Neglect. That's called neglect. Child endangerment.
Abuse.
Yeah. I mean, that's
murder. Baby ain't gonna live.
That's murder, man.
No, one bottle.
That baby's gonna dehydrate.
Gonna die, man.
That baby's gonna die. If we have the common sense to realize that if you feed a baby milk.
Right.
If this baby gets milk, he gets one bottle a week. Let's give him four bottles. Let's give him four bottles on Sunday.
Right.
Right?
Four scriptures, four bottles.
Four scriptures, four bottles.
On Sunday.
Let's see how long this baby lives.
By Tuesday night, that baby is going to be crying. By Monday morning, that baby is going to be crying.
You're going to be on the news and going to jail behind neglect. If we get this scripture real fast before we finish that scripture about the sincere milk of the word. Who has this
right,
scripture?
Right, right, right.
See our Bible scholars over here, man. I beat you, man.
First Peter chapter 2, verse 2. As newborn babe.
As what?
As newborn babe.
What?
As newborn babe.
You wouldn't give a baby 4 bottles of milk on Sunday and expect to go all week and it's cool. But as newborn babies do what?
Desire the sincere milk of the Word.
Desire the sincere milk of the Word. We have to desire the sincere milk. What is milk for? What does milk do?
Nourishment.
It gives you nourishment, man. I used to love the milk, man. I used to love milk. I don't drink milk anymore, man. I'm just tired of all the lactose. Mm-hmm. But when we're babies, it's good.
Baby
fat boy. It's just baby fat. Yeah. But a baby's constantly on the mother's breast.
Mm-hmm.
It's to the point where I'm like, golly, can you just hurry up and eat some food? Because
mm-hmm.
this is painful. It's too much. Right. But that baby has instinctively understands that if I want to survive, if I want to live, I got to drink this milk. I got to have it. I got to have it all the time. Morning, noon, and night. Every single day. People might say, you brothers are crazy, man. You guys, so I read the Bible
every day,
man.
3 hours, 4 hours.
Y'all read the Bible for 3, 4 hours. God, that's a lot of scripture. It's crazy, man. Y'all read up reading the Bible? Listen, the scripture said do what?
It said, as you born babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby.
If you want to grow intellectually, spiritually, mentally, if you want to make better decisions in your life, because listen, we've all made some horrible mistakes and horrible choices, and we got to live with it. We got to live with those decisions, man, on a real level, talking real. Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk. We got to live with our decisions, man. Can you really put the faith in the life of your children in a religion that says you get dipped in water and now you're a new person when the Bible doesn't even say that? Can you put your hands and your life and your children and your family in the hands of somebody that has so many members that they probably don't recognize in the first place? You're in a mega church. You're a face in the crowd. I don't know anything about you. I don't even know you're there. I know, all that I know is the check stub that has your amount,
right.
Your tithe on it. I have a spreadsheet for that.
So you want to pay the most tithe in the front.
Yeah, you want to be known, pay the most tithe, homie.
You'll
be the tribe of Judah in Texas.
Right.
At
Cornerstone Church.
At Cornerstone Church, you're the tribe of Judah.
Because
you paid the most money. Not because you're a nigga that went in slave ships and got whipped and beat and you had a wave of the water, not knowing that the waters are scriptures.
Right.
But you gotta sit here and be a tribe of Judah because you pay the most tithes. That doesn't sound twisted. That doesn't sound insane. That doesn't sound crazy. That doesn't sound ludicrous. That doesn't sound out of the box, so to speak. We have really strayed away from these scriptures, man. That's why we're in Psalms 119 and verse 9. Read.
Psalms chapter 119 and verse 9. Therewithal shall a young man cleanse his way.
How does an inexperienced person who needs the milk, who needs the scripture, who's a baby in the spirit, read, and clean their what?
Cleanse his way.
Cleanse his way. Let's look up the word way. And if you're wherever I'm from, way means a whole different thing. Clean your way, bro. If you're trying to lift weights, it's protein powder.
Right.
I like to get my way because that's how I get small here. I ain't trying to dirty bulk. I'm trying to clean bulk.
Right.
Let's get the word way. What's the proper way to do things? What does way mean in the first place? We'll keep it simple.
An opening or passage, a course.
A course. How does a young man clean his course, man? A lot of these young men are going to be, it's sad to say it, man, they're going to just be nobodies, man. They're still living in mama's house, man. I'm not dissing you because it was your mama's house, but you don't think it's time to be responsible and make good decisions, make good choices, and start to be a man? Because you're going to have a family eventually. Or you're a woman, you don't think it's time to learn the right way to conduct a family. This is my way to take care of a baby. If you're going to be alone, because these cats don't stay around too long.
Right.
You know, what's the proper way to raise this child? Am I going to raise this child where he thinks that rabbits lay eggs and You know, I know the reindeers, Dixer, Donner, Nixon, Dixon, I don't know.
Blitzen.
Blitzen.
Donner and Prancer.
Prancer, Dancer.
And
yeah.
And Comet and Cupid.
Comet and Cupid.
Other niggas tripping.
All those reindeer. I know all the reindeer.
Greatest reindeer of all.
The greatest reindeer.
So
Michael Jackson.
Coke out red nose reindeer.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a lot of coke and there's a nose really red.
Yeah.
Macaulay Coke. That was lyrical. I made it funny. But the point we're bringing up is, listen, man, our children know the 12 reindeers more than the 12 disciples.
Right.
And the parents know the 12 disciples, I mean, the 12 reindeer, more than we know the 12 tribes of Israel.
Right.
And we know religion, but we know the history of the Bible.
That's right.
So we are out of course. We are walking in darkness. We are in a famine, extreme scarcity hearing the word. And because we're not hearing the word of God, God's instructions, we're making a lot of mistakes and a lot of bad decisions. So now it's time we as Israelites do what? Psalm 119, verse 9.
Psalm chapter 119, verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?
How shall a young man make good, proper decisions? Clean his way. Which your way is what? Your course. It's also the method. The method, the way I do things, the way I think, the way I look at people, the way I look at myself. A lot of people don't like themselves, man. And we, you know, if you go on YouTube or you go on Facebook or all those things that I don't really get to be on as much like I need to even know what's going on. But you look at our people, they're getting skin bleaching is on the rise, man.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Is that
oh,
Listen, man, Sammy Sosa, man, I used to like that guy, man.
Yeah. That was my homie. I'm from the shop, man.
Listen, man, Sammy Sosa, man. He got blue eyes now.
What? He
lost his mind.
Indy R.E.
She got back dark again. She's so dark, she got dark.
She got dark.
She got dark again. You know what I'm saying? But the point of being done is, she didn't keep up. She didn't keep up the good work, right? According to white men.
Wow.
According to lost Negroes.
Yeah, like black again.
According to lost Negroes, Barack Madu, bleaching her skin,
yeah,
taking away her element, taking away that skin color that you had was royal. Christ is a black skin, a dark skinned man.
Yeah.
God himself is a man of color with the most pure wool is his hair. When you read the book of Daniel. The point we're bringing up is we are really distracted from what the reality of the scriptures is saying. We're so caught up in commercialism and sensationalism and being popular and trying to fit in and doing what mama said, and not getting kids at the family reunion.
Right.
Right. I want everybody to like me. Yeah. I'm an Israelite, and I know if I say I'm a Jew, everybody's going to hate me in my family.
Yeah.
So I just got to be quiet. Listen, man, the Bible says, who shall stand up for me against the evildoers, man?
Right.
You got to take a stand. Are you going to allow ignorance to continue, or are you going to stand for the scriptures and what the word says? Are you going to allow religion and man-made doctrines, which are just somebody's way of manipulating your life, to continue? No different than democracy and communism and socialism. It's just an ideology.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to stand for the Bible and the history of the Bible and who we are as a people? Or are we going to make our life about living a bunch of fantasies? When we were children, it was all about Cinderella.
Yeah.
It's about, I want to be Spider-Man. I want to be Superman. Now I want to be Barack Obama. I want to be Michael Jordan. I want to be Jay-Z. You don't see it's the same mentality? How do I want to be Jesus Christ?
Right.
How do I want to be King David?
Right.
How do I want to be at least Ruth?
Right.
Katie Ruth?
Can I get one woman that wants some, you know?
At least Queen Esther?
Yeah.
We don't have any biblical people to look up to.
Can we be Sarah, man?
Can we be Sarah? Our minds are really fixated on pop culture, man. Pop culture is destroying our people. Religion is destroying our people. And opinions and the black tradition is destroying our people. The black tradition is a byproduct of slavery. The black tradition is just a byproduct of slavery. That's why you make an album called The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Because we're living as products. We're American-made. We're Roman-made. where Caucasian made, where Westernized made, where religion made, where Baptist made, where Catholic made, where Apostolic made, where Presbyterian made, where what Mama said made, what Cousin Pete said made. We're going off of what everybody else says, but when are we going to read the Bible for ourselves? Psalm 119 and verse 9. Read it again.
Psalm chapter 119 and verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?
Is it getting dipped in water? Is getting dipped in water going to clean this man up? Read.
By taking heed thereto according to thy word.
Now listen, a lot of people get lost when it comes to the Bible because they hear the thys and these and the he and thus and whosoever and these and thous. Listen, man, this is how we used to speak. This is King James Bible, 1611, the closest to word-for-word translation, not transliteration, not saying they're trying to get it to be modernized, but it's the closest to the actual ancient Hebrew, man. As close as we can get in English without even speaking our ancient language. So these and thus, that's how you speak it. That's how you talk in the time period anyway. And I'm pretty sure 2,000 years from now, if we're still waiting for Christ, because I know you're going to be here very shortly, the way we talk right now is going to be archaic.
Right.
But that's why you got to get a dictionary out. I advise you, when you read the Bible, get a simple dictionary to get the understanding of what the words mean. Heed means to pay careful attention to. That's all it means, man. I'm not trying to, intellectually, you know, smash your head and explode your brain with a whole bunch of big words or hard to understand words, man. All right? The word heed means to pay careful attention to. The only way a young man, a man without experience, or a woman without experience, in the scriptures, cleans their way up, their course, the course of their life, their thought pattern, their thought process, is by paying careful attention and taking heed according to thy what?
Word.
The word. All right? And what's the word?
Thy word is truth.
The word is truth. All right? The spirit of truth, the comforter, the Holy Spirit, which is what? The Bible. The Bible is the only way to clean the spirit. I'm sorry. Getting into water wasn't that scripture. It said the washing of water by the what?
Word.
By the word. And really, once again, to prove the cleaning process, St. John 15 and 3.
John chapter 15 and verse 3. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
Getting clean with water is just as silly as getting clean with Tide and bleach. If Tide and bleach can't clean the spirit, water can't do it either. Now, we're going to go on a quick, small break. Don't tune out, man. We'll be right back. We'll press this button real quick. I'll be back in about a second. Just a quick little small bathroom break, if you don't mind. He's coming back. Who was this? Urban and Fire. Let's see, man. I want to get something cool, man.
You got to quit for a minute.
Odo can't trust it, man. You can't trust religion right now.
Mm-hmm. It started in slave ships.
Wait. There are more records of slave ships than one would dream. It seems inconceivable until you reflect that for 200 years ships sailed carrying cargo and slaves.
Non-violent. In the face of the violence that we've been experiencing for the past 400 years, is actually doing our people a disservice. In fact, it's a crime. It's a crime.
Here come the drums.
Get a stick, get a CML, point to the joint, put the booty down. Go, get to the roof,
right. Okay, we're back. We're back, y'all. Going in and furthering in this class about baptism, showing scripturally that the Bible is the book of history. It's the book that of the identity of the Jews, the Israelites, who left their land through captivity and were spread across the four corners of the earth and following this more religious and more idol gods. That the point we bring up, we're believing lies of the nation of people. So we're going in the scriptures and we're showing how the idea of just getting dipped in water and you're a new person, you're clean, you're automatically going to heaven is a fallacy. And because people are taught this fallacy, taught this lie, now we're in the conundrum of, I can do whatever I want to do. It's all good. I got baptized. I'm going to heaven. Mm-hmm. I can keep sin. Bring the Paul. Bring all the sinners. This house is baptized.
Oh,
so now we're going back to it. All right? Go to St. John 15 and 3.
John chapter 15 and verse 3. Now ye are clean.
Now the brothers and sisters of Israel are clean through what?
Through the word which I have spoken unto you.
We're only clean by one thing, the word of God, the word of the Bible. Let's go to Acts 2 and verse 38. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38.
Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized.
The word repent, so we understand, my people, it means change. The word repent means a change. But for the change and be what?
And be baptized.
Read on.
Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ.
We're supposed to be baptized, every one of us, in the name of Jesus Christ. But the way we get baptized is by doing what? The washing of water by the word. Yes. Getting clean through the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, which is what? The testimony of Jesus Christ, the Bible. When you read the Bible and you start to submit and follow the instructions of the Bible, how the young man or young woman that's inexperienced clean their way by taking heed, meaning paying careful attention to and applying what? The word. The word, the instructions of the Bible, that's what cleans your insecurities. It cleans your depression. It cleans your anger. It cleans your lust. It cleans your dietary issues. It gives you discipline. It gives you self-love. These things clean your spirit. Because the Lord is a what?
Spirit.
And they that worship him shall worship him how?
In spirit and in truth.
And in spirit and in truth. Read St. John 7:38 again. Acts 2:38.
Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for remission of sins.
And ye shall what?
And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
You're going to get the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's not talking in tongues. That's not shaking up and down. That's not dancing. That's not twerking in church. That's not doing a lot of dancing. That simply is giving me understanding and giving me instructions and getting your mind clean from the lies you've been taught. Once again, St. John 17:17. Sanctify them that are true. And what?
That word is true.
The word of the Bible is the truth. We're getting clean by following the truth. Because God is a God of truth. All right? He's a God of truth. Now read St. John 7:38.
St. John 7, verse 38. He that believeth on me, as
Stop. My bad. What did it say in the beginning?
He that believeth on me.
If we're going to believe on Christ, we better believe on how?
As the scripture has to say.
If you're going to believe on Jesus Christ, the second in command of the universe, under the Father, the Lord and Savior of the nation of Israel, the King of the Jews, the Savior, you better believe on him as the scripture says. That say mommy?
As the scripture.
That say daddy?
As the scripture.
That say cousin?
As the scripture.
That say pastor?
As the scripture.
You got to believe on Christ as the scripture. He's coming back for those that believe the scriptural Jesus, not Western Jesus. I used to have a lady friend of mine, and her pastor told her, yeah, you know what, Jesus I'm teaching really isn't the real Jesus. We're just teaching Western Jesus.
Oh.
Western Jesus is the Caucasian Jesus.
Right.
He said we're teaching Western Jesus because that's the popular Christ of the time period.
Wow.
That's not somebody trying to teach somebody the truth. That's somebody trying to fit in.
Right.
So now she has to change everything she learned, mm-hmm. everything she experienced, everything she, all the tears she experienced, all the tears you got to take them back now. Take
right.
the tears back.
Right.
Take all the crying back.
You know what I mean?
Because you've been crying to a Western Jesus, man.
Right.
You've been crying to John Wayne.
Right.
With a cross on his neck.
Yeah.
That's just,
well,
huh? You've been praying to Duck Dynasty. You prayed with the wrong guy. You had the wrong guy.
Yeah.
All right? There's a problem with that. So if we don't believe on Christ, we ought to believe on how?
As the scripture has said.
Yeah, the scripture has said he's a so-called black man, a so-called American Negro. And I'm going to prove it real quick and then go back into our baptism. Real fast. Revelation 1 verse 13. Got to go into it.
Because
this is cleaning our minds. A lot of us that are tuning in this show, still, we think about Christ, we're still seeing that picture that was on grandma's table. Sometimes I pray, I see that picture, I'm like, I know that's wrong.
Right.
I know it's wrong.
Right. But it's ingrained into our psyche.
It's been ingrained.
Something
it's been put in our mind. Ever since you were born, you were told that's Jesus.
Right.
So when I'm reading the Bible and get, what's the accurate image of Christ that the scripture says, how Jesus actually looked? Let's go.
Revelation. Chapter 1, verse 13.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 13.
And in the midst of the seven candlesticks.
In the what?
The midst of the seven candlesticks.
In the midst of the seven candlesticks. Read on.
One like unto the Son of Man.
Son of Man too. Who's the Son of Man?
Christ.
Christ, right? Read.
Clothed with a garment down to the foot.
He's clothed the garment down to his foot. A very long garment. Read.
And girt about the path. With a golden girdle.
His path is his midsection. He's coming with his golden girdle. It's a belt. It's a war belt that protects the midsection. In our time period, we call it a bulletproof vest.
Right. Because
when you go to war, you got to have your vest on.
Right.
It might be like 50 Cent. Many men.
many men
wish death upon me. Even though he wished death upon himself by breaking the laws of the Father, the Most High in Christ.
Right.
Christ wore a war belt because he's a man of war. He's a warrior in the image of his father. He is fighting the nation of Israel by teaching them the scriptures, teaching them the truth, how to change, how to repent. Read.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 14. His head and his hairs were white like wool.
The hair on his head and the hair on his beard was what color?
White like wool.
It tells you two things. It knows color and texture. Wool is sold by the nap. The curlier the fiber is, the curlier and the tighter it is, the more expensive it is because the stronger it is. Okay? Wool sewn by the nap. I've never seen a white man with a nappy fro. Never seen it.
No.
Never seen it. So his hair was what? White like wool. White is the color. Wool is the texture. So that takes out blonde hairs.
Right.
And blue eyes. Or blonde eyes and blue hairs like I said earlier. Read on.
As white as snow.
It wasn't straight. It wasn't part of either. As white as snow, read.
And his eyes were as a flame of fire.
His eyes were as a flame of fire. When you read Genesis chapter 49, verse 12, it says his eyes shall be red with wine. Christ's eyes are red as a flame of fire. Fire is red. His eyes are red because he drank wine. You see Christ come back. He's coming with a fully woolly fro that's white, with a white beard that's curly, and his eyes are a flame of fire because he drinks wine. Read on in Revelation.
Verse 15. And his feet like unto fine brass.
And his feet like unto fine what?
Brass.
Brass is a metal that's a what?
Derivative
of brown. It's a derivative of brown. It's a brown metal. How can a white man have brown metallic skin? But this brown metal was what? As if it were.
Right.
as if they burn in a furnace.
As if they burn in a furnace. So not only is this guy have brown skin, a river brown, but as dark as if it had been burned. How is that a white man? How is it a Caucasian?
Yeah.
It's not. And we're not saying because we hate white people. We're saying this because guess what?
The Bible says it.
The Bible says you have to believe on Christ as the scripture says. So now my mind's being cleansed from the lie that I'm praying to this white image of Christ. That image is a lie. I'm praying to a lie. No different than I'm getting dipped in water and thinking that now I'm going to heaven. You're going to get your mind right and your spirit cleaned up by taking heed according to the word, by taking heed to the scriptures. Not because you took a shower, took a bath, jumped in the river, or got sprinkled. It's because you changed. You decided to make a decision to obey and take heed to the word of God, the commandments, the laws, the statutes. Okay? That's what cleans your spirit. Because the God's the spirit, and they that worship him, worship him how?
In spirit and in truth.
In spirit and in truth. That's what the Lord is looking for. Those that worship him in truth. And what's the truth?
Thy word is truth.
The word and the Bible is the truth. He's waiting for someone to follow the words that he put in the book. He made it simple. Follow the words of the book, go to the kingdom.
Right.
How much harder could it get, man? He made it super easy. Read the word, do the word, go to the kingdom.
Right.
Easy. How do we have 41,000 different religions?
And count Christian religions.
41,000 different Christian religions.
Yeah, do the Google search.
Google search it for yourself. This point was a brilliant point, and it's true. There is now, the Christian denomination, 41 over, right?
Over.
Over what?
45,000.
41,000.
41,000
and counting. But there were 41,000 last week.
That's a lot. Either way,
it's like 41,000 out of one Bible?
That's like the lottery, man. You better pick one.
Yeah.
You better pick one.
Yeah, better odds than winning some scratch-offs.
Yeah.
Picking the right one.
Yeah, better odds than winning. Yeah, better odds than hit by a car.
Yeah.
Than picking the right religion, man. It's a losing game.
Yeah.
There's 41,000 different Christian denominations,
right,
man.
I always ask people, what religion was Jesus? What religion was
he? Well, what was he?
What was he?
What did he say he was?
What did he say he was?
He wasn't a Jew. He said, I'm a Jew.
I'm a Jew,
right?
Can't save his people from
their sins
and salvations of the Jews.
Salvations of what?
The Jews.
Come on, man. Listen, you're better off. You better roll the dice.
Yeah.
Try to win some money than try to pick a religion and think
right.
You're going to heaven. You're gambling with your spirit. You're gambling with your family, your children, your life.
You know, you might have to prove that.
Let's prove it.
Yeah, let's do it. Because Hebrew, what was Jesus? What was he? You know what I'm saying? What was that, Hebrews 7:14?
Let's get it. Let's prove Christ.
Let's prove who Christ was. We just found out in Revelation that Christ was a dark-skinned man.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're talking about religion this, religion that. Okay, what was Christ?
Hebrews 7:14.
I'm saying you're getting clean. Now you're getting clean because you're reading what the scripture says. Now I'm not believing in white Jesus. I don't gotta believe in the religion. I can go directly to the source, the document, the spirit of truth, the comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Bible, that testifies of God. Read.
For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah.
Judah was what? Fourth-born son of Israel. Isaac.
Oh, I'm sure.
Israel.
You're right.
Jacob's name was changed to Israel. Israel had 12 kids, which was the 12 tribes of Israel. So, go ahead, read again.
Hebrews 7:14. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah.
It says it's evident. This is a true fact. This is what happened. Our Lord, Jesus Christ, came out of
Judah.
Right?
Of which tribe Moses spake nothing.
So,
it's a tribe. It's a people.
Exactly.
It's a people, man. Of which tribe Moses say nothing concerning priesthood, okay? But this thing is a physical people, a physical family. Let's go real fast, Jeremiah 14:2, and see how this family look.
Right.
How did Judah look? And let's listen. The Bible is a very interesting book, because when you read it, it's the only book that proves itself.
Right.
You don't have to follow the deacon and the altar call and witness.
Right.
I got a testimony, man. I'm gonna cry in front of you for about 15 minutes.
Right.
And have to do it again next week. You keep crying, but you keep doing the same thing.
Right.
You know? Let's read.
Jeremiah to the 14, verse 2.
Jeremiah 14:2, let's get it.
Judah mourned.
Judah what?
Judah mourned.
The same ones that came in the slave ships.
Mm-hmm.
Same ones that wave by the water. Same ones that want to be Baptist and Muslim and Episcopalian and everything else. Read.
And the gates thereof languish.
The gates thereof what?
Languish.
What's a gate for?
Security.
Listen, man, if you got a bad neighborhood, you want to live in a gated what? I'm not living in a gated community. I need some protection from y'all niggas. Protect me from y'all niggas. Y'all niggas is evil. Y'all need to keep the commandments. That's what y'all niggas ain't doing. Y'all don't love each other, man. Y'all take advantage of each other. Because y'all know who y'all are. Y'all are children of Israel.
Right.
But the point I'm bringing down is, read again.
Jeremiah chapter 14 and verse 2.
Uh-huh.
Judah mourns.
That's that.
And the gates thereof languish.
No protection.
They are black unto the ground.
What color are they?
They are black unto the ground.
Oh, they're blonde hair and blue eyes.
They are black unto the ground.
No, they're all colors.
They are black unto the ground.
No, they're spiritual Israelites.
They are black unto the ground.
They're spiritual Israelites wearing black.
They are black unto the ground.
They're black unto the ground. Acts 13 and 1 and Acts 11 and 26. Mm. We're going to find out what the first Christians were like. Acts 11 and 26. Then we're going to Acts 13 and 1, y'all. New Testament.
Acts chapter 11, verse 26. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church.
They assembled themselves with the church. Read.
And taught much people.
And taught much what?
People.
Taught a lot of people. Read.
And the disciples were called Christians.
What?
Called Christians.
Called what?
Christians.
These disciples were called Christians where?
First in Antioch.
When?
In Antioch.
First in Antioch, they were called Christians. Now let's read Acts 13 and 1.
Acts chapter 13 and verse 1. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers.
There were certain prophets and certain what?
And teachers.
Certain prophets and certain what?
And teachers.
Certain prophets and certain what?
And teachers.
These teachers, they are teaching the word. Scripture upon scripture, line upon line, here little, there little. They were feeding them with the knowledge of the truth. The word, not religion, not ideology, not philosophy. These men were called what? Read.
And certain prophets and teachers, and Barnabas and Simon, that was called Niger.
They're called what?
Niger.
They were called what?
Niger.
They're called Nigers. Mm-hmm. Later on, they were called Niggers. Some places are called Niggers. Some places are called Nigger. Either way, it's the same word that means black. So the original Christians, the Jesus Christ, the Bible, is what?
Black.
Now, if you read the Bible, understand that he's a black man. He's a savior, a so-called Niger, come to save his people from their sins, who is a Jew. When you read the Bible, this Jesus Christ doesn't fit the Jesus Christ that we learned in church. Mm-hmm. Just like baptism. The baptism we learned in church doesn't fit the baptism in the Bible. There is a conflict of interest. There is a lie. Somebody's lying. Somebody's telling tales. Somebody's artificial. What are you going to believe? Are you going to believe what the book says, or are you going to believe what your tradition? We just showed you Christ is black. The picture says he's white. The church says he's white. They tell you, get this in water, it's all good, you can keep sinning, keep doing what you want to do, live your life, do as thou will. Bible says you can't do that, you got to get clean from the word. Who are you going to choose, the Bible or man? What are you going to do? Next scripture. We're going to we just hit. Let's hit Acts 2:41 real quick.
Acts chapter 2:41. Then they that gladly received his word.
Stop. Now we're getting more understanding. There's a certain mentality you have to be in this cleaning process. You can't just get clean any old kind of way. If you're serving God and serving him in spirit and in truth, which is the scripture, there's a certain way you have to do things. We're always talking about the supreme being. We're only talking about what he feels and what he says. Read it.
Acts chapter 2:41. Then they that gladly received his word.
Those that gladly. Look at the word glad. We got to see this, man. We got to see this.
With joy.
With joy. Glad means what?
With joy.
You got to have a positive mind. You have to have a positive outlook. I have to have a positive way of seeing the word. I got to be glad to hear where I'm off at. Glad to hear what I can get better at. Glad to hear God's instructions. Glad to hear Christ's life. Glad to learn my history comes from the Bible. Okay, glad to do what?
They gladly receive
the word.
The word.
Those that gladly received the word. Read on.
Were baptized.
Those were baptized. It didn't say those that gladly got in the water.
Hmm.
Those that gladly went to SeaWorld.
What?
Those that gladly took a shower. Those that were dancing in summer rain.
Summer rain.
Summer rain. Does it mean SWV candy rain? Candy rain. My love. Do you ever dream of candy golden rain of the sun of happiness? I feel like I'm 13 dancing in a little skating rink. Trying to hold somebody's hand over here. But listen, if the rain was candy, would it clean your spirit?
It's not.
If a preacher prayed over his water,
mm-hmm.
it's going to clean his spirit.
No.
Did the water of the Red Sea clean the Israelite spirit?
No, it is not.
Those that gladly received the word were what?
Were baptized.
Those that gladly received the scriptures, the commandments, the laws, understanding, the documents, the oracles, the testimony of Christ, those people were cleaned. I know we're criticizing the same points and we're beating a dead horse, but guess what? We got to. Everybody believes in this crap.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to believe it's okay. People want the easy way out.
That's right.
The reality is our people don't have a standard, and they want the easy way out. I don't want to read for myself.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want to read the book for myself. It's blended a lot of words. There's a lot of words in there, boy.
Hard to understand.
There's a lot of words in there, boy. You better sing.
Sing
a song. Sing a song. Sing a song from your heart. Let's read about the heart real fast.
What?
Say 17:9, Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what the prophet Jeremiah, who got inspired, said about the heart.
Jeremiah chapter 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things.
I can't even trust my damn self.
Nope.
I can't trust me, man. I'm my biggest enemy. Everybody can agree. Who is your biggest critic? Who is your biggest enemy?
I am.
We are all self-destructive.
Yep.
And why are we self-destructive? Hosea 4:6.
Okay.
We're going back to that point. We're not leaving this point. We are destroyed.
Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
They're destroyed for lack of knowledge. All right? They're destroyed for lack of knowledge. And we're going to get the scripture right here and prove how they err, the leaders of this people. Because we're all sheep, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sheep led to the slaughter.
Yep.
Right? We're going to find out right here, leader. There we go. Boom. These people cause their people to err. Isaiah 9:16. We're destroyed for lack of knowledge because of Isaiah 9:16.
Isaiah 9:16. For the leaders of this people.
The leaders of this people, the Israelites, right? Read.
Cause them to err.
They cause them to what?
To err.
They cause them to err. In case you know what the word error means, the word error means to make a mistake. Look at the word error real quick. Let's make it clear, man.
Error. To wander.
To wander. We wandered out of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
We wandered to Africa.
Right.
We wandered to America. We wandered to California, New York, Canada, South America, Central America. We wandered. The leaders of this people called us to what?
To err.
Err, which means what?
Wander.
To wander, read on. Definition?
To mislead.
To what?
To mislead.
We're being misled. The Bible says those that gladly receive the words of this book and live this book, they get baptized. Mm-hmm. They're getting baptized. They're getting their spirit cleaned. They're taking heed according to the word. They're that young man or young woman that's inexperienced, getting the experience of the scriptures and changing and cleaning the lies they've been taught and being sanctified and clean through the word. Not because I'm a sanctified, holy Christian. Marvin Gaye said he wants a sanctified woman, sanctified lady. It's a song. He said a song about he wants a Christian woman. But a woman of Christ is a Hebrew Israelite woman, according to the Bible, that keeps his commandments. A sanctified man is a Hebrew Israelite man of this Bible that keeps his commandments and that follows Christ according as the what? Scripture has said. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Read that point again, 9:16, Isaiah.
Isaiah to the 9, verse 16. For the leaders of this people caused them to err.
Listen, man, how many people right now, as Mashaba always says, and he brings his point out, Mashaba always asks this question, how many people right now are smoking a crack rock for their first time? Hmm. The age is over.
It is.
It's like 27 years later,
it's
30 years later, and people are still smoking crack. But why? Because the leaders of this people caused them to what?
Yeah.
Nothing, I have no solutions in my life. I have no answers to my problems. My only answer was pray about it. You ever watch Tyler Perry films? All this insanity has been going on. And the answer at the end of the movie or the end of the play is always what?
Prayer.
Just pray about it. But the answer is never read and do what God says.
Right.
The answer is just pray about it.
Never change, repent,
pray.
Never change, never repent, never change your ways.
Right.
Just pray about it.
Just pray about it.
And keep wearing dresses.
Pray for me, y'all.
Keep wearing dresses. Keep praying for me. Keep buying my DVDs and my movies.
Be encouraged now.
Be encouraged. Stay encouraged, y'all.
Stay encouraged now.
Encouraged by who?
Right.
Encouraged by what?
Right. If you ain't reading the scriptures, what is there to be encouraged with?
What's there to look forward to?
Nothing.
How many women and men right now are popping their first molly? And it's really, anyways, it's amphetamines that's crushed up. Well, that's the stuff. That's real Molly, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to get into good stuff.
Well, what is a Molly?
No. I'm just saying, like, where do you get the word Molly from?
It's something that's, well, who'd be afraid? It's like a Jeffrey, right?
Yeah.
Jeffrey is a mixture of a bunch of different really potent drugs that you put into, like, a joint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you say, well,
that's a Jeffrey.
That's a Jeffrey. And you say, well, why do they call it a Jeffrey?
Because Jeffrey smoked it?
No, because who'd be afraid of a book named Jeffrey?
Oh,
you met somebody named Jeffrey, you automatically going to be like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah, I get
so when you smoke it, then it kicks your butt. Same thing with a Molly. A Molly is, don't be afraid of something called a Molly.
What
little Miss Muffet, man.
What's up there? MDMA or Molly?
See, the idea? The idea is, the idea we're trying to show you is that all these negative things, all these wicked things, they walk on darkness, neither way understand, they all look innocent. Oh, this is just a white, this is just a white picket fence and 401k that I'm putting all my hope into.
Right.
It's just a stocks and bonds I've been giving my whole life savings to.
Right.
It's just a career that I'm giving my life energy to for the past 30, 40 years.
Yes.
It's just a church that my grandmother and my great-grandmother grew up in, and now I'm raising all my entire kids and families to feed this pastor's been lying all these years and sleep with the congregation members.
Right.
All this time. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just homosexuality. They just want to be in love, too.
Right.
All these things appear very, very innocent, but it takes you on a mental ride. These drugs take you to an escape. People go to church for an escape. People believe lies for an escape, but they don't want to deal with the reality of what the scriptures say.
Mm-hmm.
And then what the scripture says in reality is Isaiah 9:16. Read.
Isaiah to the 9, verse 16. For the leaders of this people.
The leaders of this people do what?
Cause them to err.
Cause them to err. Not get baptized according to the scriptures. Not gladly receive the word. Not seek the Lord as the scripture has said. Not worship God in the spirit and truth. Not serve God according to what the Bible says. But do what? Not say the book of the Lord and read, but follow an idea. Get dipped in water.
Mm-hmm.
Water and it's good. What does Christ say about that? Matthew 22, verse 29. The leaders, people call other people error. You know what? Your leaders might be good guys. They might really be sincere.
Mm-hmm.
They might really want to make a change. I'm not saying they're all just the worst people in the world, but what did Christ say about them? Because think about what I say. Read.
Matthew chapter 22, verse 29. Jesus answered and said unto them.
Jesus did what?
Jesus answered and said unto them.
Read.
Ye do err.
Ye do what?
Ye do err.
You're off course and you're making a mistake and an error, a fault. By what? Read.
Not knowing the scripture.
Not knowing the scripture and not serving Christ as the scripture has said. I think I'm getting dipped in water and it's good. Read.
Nor the power of God.
Nor the what?
Nor the power of God.
How do I know God's power if I don't read his book? Even when you have more control, you got to read the book, right?
That's right.
It gives you the power to have more control.
Right. Understand how to use it.
This is how you use more control.
Right.
All these damn buttons that we have on my, I don't know what it is. I just know how to cut it on, cut it off.
Volume.
Stop.
Channels.
Stop. That's like the Bible. There's things you can do with your spirit. There's changes you can make. The positive habits you can develop. Things you can understand. Ways you can benefit people around you. Ways you can benefit yourself. But if you don't read this manual, you're never going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We know computers better than we know the Bible.
Right.
We know we have more. We have more rap songs. We have more facts. We have more facts from history class and from social studies that we got in high school than we do facts in the Bible.
More video game, though.
We have more video game than Bible game. We need some Bible games. So we're going back to Isaiah 9:16. We're going to finish the second part of that scripture.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 16. For the leaders of this people caused them to err.
Because they're not worshiping Christ, the scriptures said, and they're not knowing the power of God, which is the Bible. Read.
And they that are led of them.
Those that follow those people, those that follow those pastors, those that follow those people that haven't been reading the Bible. You're putting your faith in somebody that hasn't been reading. Read.
Are destroyed.
Are what?
Are destroyed.
Are what?
Are destroyed.
We're destroyed for what?
Following these people for Jesus.
All that for was destroyed for lack of what?
Knowledge.
Lack of knowledge, man. And now because we lack knowledge, living in what? Darkness.
Yep.
We don't understand. So we got a bunch of mistakes that we're making. Mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake. Because no one took the time to clean their minds with the scriptures. The washing of water by the word. Next scripture. Let's go to 1 Peter 1, verse 22. 1 Peter 1. Verse 22.
Seeing ye have purified your souls.
See? That you have purified your souls. Purification is when you take out the impurities. Your spirit is your mind, your thinking process, your being. If purifying gold is pulling out the impurities and making that gold 100% 24 karat gold, spiritually the same process. You got to get rid of all the intellectual schisms, the lies, the habits, the attitudes that are contrary to this book, if you want to get baptized. And you have to receive the instructions of God gladly. You have to be glad to stop eating pork. Glad to stop eating shrimp. Glad to stop eating lobster. Glad to stop being homosexual. Glad to serve your husband. Glad to be responsible for your wife. Glad to be a Hebrew Israelite and not an African American, which doesn't really exist. A white man named Neil Simpson Africanus and a white man that's Italian man named Amerigo Vespucci did not come together and make a black baby. Two white men don't make a black baby. Don't work, don't happen. I don't care how hard you try.
That's good.
I don't care how hard you try. It's not going to happen. Two white men that are fond of one another are not going to make a black baby. So your entire life has been a lie. That's why we have to gladly receive this word and get sanctified through the washing water by the word, which is the truth, the Bible. We don't have the scripture? 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. Purifying your what?
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. Seeing he has purified your souls in obeying the truth.
In doing what?
In obeying the truth.
You really want to get baptized? Is it getting dipped in water or is it obeying?
It's obeying the truth.
Is it getting, is it going to the River Jordan, even the River Jordan? Is it doing that or is it obeying the truth?
Obeying the truth.
Obeying the truth. Glad receiving the word. Taking heed to commandments. That's how you are baptized according to the Bible. You read it for yourself. You didn't read it, you need to read it. Matthew 3 and 11.
Matthew chapter 3, verse 11.
I know we're going with a lot of scriptures, and this might be for newcomers to the Israelite lifestyle or Israelite way of doing things. We're very scripture heavy. But you got to be, because this world is really wicked, man. You have to have a lot of counterbalances for all the lies that you're shown and all the influences you're given on a daily basis. Me and Brother David just trying to ride a car to work. And we're seeing a Coca-Cola sign that says, you're on dot Coke.
Yeah, I see
you're
that.
You're on Coke.
Yeah, I see that.
You're on Coke, man.
Yeah, I see
you
that.
Know. So it's like, you just listen, man. You're on Coke. Yeah. Then 5 minutes down the street, it says, rain on.
Wow.
Rain on. It's a Hennessy.
Crown Royal.
Is it rain on? What else did it say?
No other dream.
No other dream. Only one dream.
Only
man.
One dream.
There's only one dream. You gotta rain on, man. You gotta look. I'd rather die believing this lie. Than I want to die believing in the dream.
Believing in the dream. Only one dream.
There's only one dream, and I'm on Coke.
So you got Coke and Crown Royal.
Constantly, we're constantly bombarded with subliminal messages and straight not subliminal messages.
Yeah,
just straight
in your face. Yeah.
Straight in your face.
Yeah, that. You're on Coke, that's you. Yeah.
You're on Coke, buddy.
Yeah.
If you're not on Coke, you need to be on Coke.
Oh, yeah. You need
to
get a Coke, man.
Yeah, I mean, listen. This style of marketing is really about influencing masses of people to think a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But no one's trying to massively follow the Bible. Nobody's trying to massively keep the commandments. But I'm massively glad to receive this word. The world around us is intensely wicked.
Yeah.
That's why God said the love of the world is what? Enmity.
Enmity
with God. Enmity means your enemy. If you love the world, you're enemy of God. I'm going to ask you a question. What does the world say baptism is? If God said the love of the world is enmity with God,
right.
Means you're enemy of God, you love the world. What does the world say? The world says, if you get into the water,
you're baptized.
You're baptized,
clean.
Right? Clean. But what does the scripture say?
Scripture says baptized by the water of the word.
The washing of water of the word. It's a metaphor for how you clean your spirit. All right? Matthew 3 and 11.
Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water. Unto repentance.
Yeah, I baptize the water to repentance because he's keeping the Levitical law. The Levitical law was you get dipped in this water. That's true.
Yeah.
That's what they were doing in the time period.
Yeah.
That was pre-Christ.
Right.
Read.
But he that cometh after me.
Jesus Christ. He that cometh after me, what?
Is mightier than I.
Is mightier because he's Christ, the second man of the universe. Read. Son of God.
Whose shoes I am not worthy to bear.
I can't even hold this man's shoes. Read.
He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost.
Wow. He shall do what?
Baptize you with the Holy Ghost.
He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. If you're reading along or listening along in the program earlier, we broke down the Holy Spirit was the comforter. The comforter is the Holy Spirit. It shall teach us all things. Then, that was St. John 14 and 26. Then St. John 5:26 says the Comforter is the Spirit of Truth. And it's going to give it everything. It's going to testify of Christ, testify of the Lord. The only thing that tells us what the Lord says, that gives us comfort, That's the Holy Spirit, meaning the true spirit, is the Bible. So Christ in a baptism with what?
The
Holy Ghost, the Scriptures, the Holy Ghost, man.
Right.
The Scriptures are going to clean you up. It's the only thing to deal with your intellectual issues. Real fast, Ephesians 6 and 13.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God.
Do what?
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God.
Did it say gospel songs?
The whole armor of God.
Did it say T.D. Jakes?
The whole armor of God.
Did it say the strongest religion you can find?
The whole armor of God.
Did it say all Todd Perry collection?
The whole armor of God.
Read.
That ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Yeah, do everything in your power to stand. That's why we said, yeah, the sincere milk of the word. Be a newborn babe, designed in the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, that you may grow thereby, that you may grow thereby. Your spirit has to grow by constantly reading and constantly researching and constantly defining and learning these scriptures. And you have to read all the scriptures on each topic to get the full understanding. You can't make your whole life based on one scripture, man. It's a really big book.
Right.
It's 66 books, not counting the Apocrypha alone. There's a lot more than just dipped in some water. He can't save everybody. The end. There's more to it than that.
Yeah.
All right? Let's get Jeremiah 23, verse 29. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. You're
Jeremiah
on,
chapter 23?
You're on coke.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. Is not my word like as a fire?
Wow. Now you're saying, is not my word like what?
Like as a fire?
Fire. What's fire made to do?
Burn.
Fire burns and fire purifies.
Mm-hmm.
Fire burns and fire purifies. Read.
Says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces.
Now listen, man. The word is breaking a lot of religions in pieces, man. How many religions did we need to prove with just a couple of scriptures? Mm-hmm. All these religions said get baptized in water. But the Bible said you're king to the word.
Right.
How many religions are teaching this?
41,000 and counting.
41,000 and counting.
Plus.
But the word breaks these religions' foundation in pieces. Mm-hmm. They have nothing to stand on because it's a lie. It's a fallacy made by a man. But stay on the scripture, stay on the Bible, worshiping Christ as the scripture has said, what are we learning? We're learning that now he's going to baptize you with what else?
Fire.
Fire. Get the definition of the word fire. Now I'll ask you a question. For all those hardcore ex-Christians or still Christians, well, you should be Israelite. Not saying by religion, but your blood, the blood going through your veins is actually blood that comes from Israel. So you can be whatever you want to be. All of the Israelites, whether you accept it or not. All right? What we're going to right now, if it's about getting a physical baptism with water, then do you want a physical baptism with fire? Is that the answer now?
What?
The answer, I'm going to fire and set yourself on fire?
What?
Is that the answer now?
No.
Does that make any sense? Would you tell your 8-year-old child to set themselves on fire for the Lord?
No.
I'm on fire for Christ.
Right.
Literally, if I'm gonna literally get in the water, then you're literally gonna get in the fire too.
Right. It's only, you know, you take everything literally.
It's such a religious mentality.
Right.
Because you're supposed to take the words literally. You're supposed to actually do what the book says. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But you're not gonna do it in a religious mentality.
Right.
The religious mentality is saying, I forget what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. Pastor Daly, Pastor Johnson, Betty Jenkins said get in that water.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're in the Bible that says you're baptized in fire.
What?
The same line of thinking.
Right.
The same elementary child, the same elementary childlike manner of thinking.
What?
It's telling us if you get dipped in water, then it's time to get dipped in fire.
Right.
They don't read that scripture. read that scripture.
Right.
That scripture's not being read, y'all.
Right.
If you gotta get in the water, the damn it, get in the fire too.
Yeah. Get in the fire too.
You're not going to heaven if you don't jump in the fire.
Jump in the fire.
Step from the pot pan to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, what's fire for? Let's see if there's a word fire. Please.
Fire. It says, fire. It says, fire is the rapid oxidation of a material.
The rapid oxidation of a material. It's something oxidizing with a chemical reaction causing a flame.
Right?
Right. So, once again, go ahead.
Severe trial or trouble.
Now,
yeah.
When we get to that.
Right.
It says you should be tried by what?
Fire,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it talking about when we actually jump into a physical flame that's oxidizing and heating up at a rapid pace because of the carbon inside the object?
Right.
That's what we're bleeding down now?
Right.
That's just as stupid as getting into water and thinking, I'm clean. Spiritually, mentally, intellectually.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But this definition of fire says what?
Fire. Severe trial or trouble.
Severe trial or trouble. Now, go back to the scripture. Read the scripture where it is at and put the definition in the scripture.
Jeremiah.
Put that definition in the scripture. Read.
Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 29. Is not my word like as a fire?
Yeah, this. Look, believe the Bible and see how many people reject you. Stop eating pork and see how many times you reject it at the family reunion.
Right.
At the get together.
I'm not feeling that strong.
Stop going to church on Sunday and seeing who will start shaking your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And start talking about you. We start following this word, you get what?
Severe trial or trouble.
Trials and troubles. Because now, oh, you said Jesus is black? Well, my Jesus is all colors. My Jesus is a rainbow. He's green, blue, purple, gold, every damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my, I didn't teach you to be that way. I get all that hate in your heart, but is this hate about hate or is it about what the scripture says the truth?
Is it about what the scripture says to me, as the scripture has said?
Is this about following the truth of what the word says? Or now, you know what, your grandmother, she died, and she was rolling her grave to know that you call yourself one of those Hebrew Israelites.
Yeah.
She rolling her grave knowing that you be taken out the wheel. You out the wheel. All this time I took you, I walked you by the hand of Sunday school, baby.
Mm-hmm.
How many times we go to Easter?
I set the foundation for you.
I gave you the right way. But I wonder why Tay Tay's always locked up.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why John John's always confused.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why some of HIV, heart disease, and heart attacks and abortions amongst our nation of people. Because we're living fallacies and living lies. Our life has been a lie based on religion. Our life has been a lie based on pop culture and what's popular. Our life has been a lie based on what the slaves passed down to our parents. They didn't know any better. So now I'll read the scripture again. Read it again.
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. Is not my word like as a fire?
Is not the word like a fire? Read.
Says the Lord.
Says who?
Lord.
Says the Lord. Read.
And like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces.
And now this scripture is breaking lies. Read.
Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets.
Whoa. You mean he's not doing it? He's not happy with everybody?
Right.
He doesn't have this happy-go-lucky God that loves everybody?
Mm-hmm.
He actually takes a stand in a position or something?
Mm-hmm.
He actually has to say he can't stand himself?
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Says the Lord. That steal my words, every one from his neighbor.
Let me ask you a question. How do you steal somebody's words?
Hmm. Take it in and make it the only way you want it to be made.
You know what? Woman, thou art loose.
What?
You get three or four words, man,
yeah.
And you get a whole, you get a book. Yeah,
you get a book out of it.
And I think a movie, maybe, too. They might have
it was a movie.
You get a book and a movie off of three words. Well, actually, more than that. Woman, one, thou, or two, loose. Thou art loose.
Yeah.
Four words. out of four words, you get an entire 2.5 hour movie, an entire novel.
Mm-hmm.
And now you are loose. It might be women that are really loose.
Because
you're not taught how to keep your temple.
Right.
Or man, you are not loose. You're locked up. Man, I cannot be loose. So the ideas, as long as we're trying to keep these commandments and keep this word, people are going to disagree with you. But this is how we prove our loyalty to the Father. Because the people agree with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
They agree with 12 disciples. Mm-hmm. If I check, all the disciples are put to death. All of them, but maybe one. So the point is, what we're bringing up is, we have to take a stand on what the Scripture says and not the zeitgeist of the popular culture of the time. We don't?
Verse 31. Behold, I am against the prophets, says the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he saith.
He said, yeah. Ad hoc.
Exactly.
He said that one day he looks high and looks low,
right,
and sits on the throne of God.
Right.
Then he says, pass the plate,
mm-hmm,
pass the pork chops,
yeah,
pass the ribs, short ribs that is.
Mm-hmm.
Pass the sanctuary plate and give the money up. All faces, big faces, blue money. It's all my money. I mean, the Lord's money. Come on, man. Are you serious, man?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Are we going to make a mature decision to keep the Bible and what the Bible says? Or are we going to continue to follow the ignorance that's been passed down? Ignorance meaning untaught. Ignorance meaning untaught. Read on the Scripture.
Verse 32. Behold, I am against them.
I'm against who?
Them.
I'm against them. Read.
That prophesy false dreams.
Oh, thou art loose.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a big car, a big house.
Mm-hmm.
You can't afford.
Yeah. I had a dream last night.
You had a dream. You had a dream.
Mm-hmm.
You've been to the mountaintop. You've seen it. The future is white women and black boys getting together. Holding hands.
Holding hands.
Making love.
Can you say it?
Yeah. Little big baby. Little big baby with pretty curly hair.
Good
hair. With good hair, they'll have to get an extraizer from Kevin
right.
Campbell.
Right.
They all better get S-curls.
Right.
They have their own S-curls. Save all your money. Listen. That's a dream. It's a vision. It's an idea. It's something that when a person goes to sleep, sleep is when you're almost dead, man.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep is the cousin of death. Sleep is when you're intellectually not active. And when a person's not intellectually active, they come for what? Hey, dog, I got an idea, man.
Right.
I got a new religion.
Hmm.
I'm watching Animal Planet. And the way those lions be moving, man, I'm in my own religion. I'm going to smoke another blunt. You know what? I'm Yeezy. I made a song called Jesus Walks.
Right.
And then I made an album that said Satan, Satan, Satan.
Yeah.
I'm really with the Office of Confusion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and make my own religion called Yeezyanity. I'm just doing it to get attention to sell an album.
Mm-hmm.
But some of you dumb niggas about to actually become Yeezyist.
Yeah. Yeezyist.
You niggas are really about to become a Yeezyist. Or apostatherian. We gotta wake up. Read on.
Verse 32. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams.
I'm against them that prophesy false dreams, false ideas, false thought patterns. Read.
Says the Lord. And do tell them.
And do what?
Tell them.
Neighbor. You are blessed and highly favored.
You are blessed and highly favored.
Read.
And cause my people to err.
Boom! Cause my people to err by following leaders that make them err.
Mm.
By erring for lack of knowledge. Mm. By because they're erring, they are gone into a captivity.
Mm-hmm.
Gone to captivity, waking up on slave ships,
oh,
in the condition of bondage, thinking they're free, will not exceed the commandments of the intellectually in slavery anywhere.
Yep.
Believing that if you get dipped in water, you're going to heaven. That's the most religious, superstitious jargon you can come up with.
Mm-hmm.
But we believe it because mama said, daddy said, cousin said. Isaiah 48 and 10.
Isaiah chapter 48, verse 10.
What does the Bible say?
For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness.
Thou hast what?
Trusted in thy wickedness.
We're trusting in wicked people, trusting in false leaders, and trusting our heart. And to prove our heart, once again, we're going to Jeremiah 17 and 9. We've got to go here. We're trusting in wickedness. We're all wicked. Y'all good, man?
Isaiah 48 10.
17 and 9.
Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things.
Above what?
All things.
Above all things. Your mind will put you to sleep.
Yep.
Literally. But meanwhile, guess what? We as Israelites, we have a duty and a calling to educate our people. Weren't we given the truth?
Yep.
Weren't we given the scriptures?
Come.
If we're talking, we're clowning, we're joking,
right,
and we're really laughing, I have the ignorance, but it's really, you have to laugh to keep from crying.
Because
it's sad that people believe these things.
Mm-hmm.
But if we didn't get the scripture, we get the understanding, would we not be doing the same exact thing?
Same boat.
We'd be in the same boat.
We were.
So we can't sleep on our people. Read.
And desperately wicked.
And desperately what?
Wicked.
Desperately wicked. The heart deceitful and desperately wicked. Now we're going back to Isaiah 48 and 10. We believe our own thoughts.
Isaiah chapter 48, verse 10.
We believe our own thoughts and our own feelings.
Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver.
God's testing us. He's refining us. He's perfecting us. He's building us. He's first these trials and showing, seeing the best in your spirit. He's giving you scriptures, preparing you for your battles, preparing for your struggles. Praying for going to work that day, dealing with that jerk push you got to do every day. Or he's giving you scriptures so you can prove your point when you do it with your family. Or he's giving you scriptures to cope with being pretty much isolated. Which you really don't have to. There's plenty of there's camps out there that do have their doors open. You got to make sure everybody's following Christ and following scriptures, not following man. But there's a lot of kids out there trying to 9-2-1, gather us together. Oh, nation, not what?
Undesirable.
We're undesirable. We're a very undesirable people. Undesirables. Lowest of the low. Bottom of the bottom.
The weak and the foolish.
The weak and the foolish. Read Isaiah.
Isaiah chapter 48, verse 10. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction.
The furnace of affliction. Now that you're following God, as the scripture has said, and you're glad in receiving the word, now comes the baptism of what?
Fire.
The trials that you have to go in. You have to prove yourself to Christ. It's not if you believe in the Lord thy God, all your heart, mind, and soul, and say you believe in him,
right,
you're
right,
automatically in the kingdom.
Right.
No work necessary.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Christ was taken through a great amount of fire, a great amount of trials. If we're supposed to be baptized by the word, but do mind you, when Christ was around, the word that he had was the quote-unquote the Old Testament. There was no New Testament. There was no Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John at the time. Christ used from Genesis all the way down to Micah, to Malachi. We're just fortunate enough to have the New Testament, which is from Matthew to Revelation, to even increase that fire so we get purged even more. Because even when I say Christ takes your brain out of fire, Christ went all the way up to death for that affliction, for that fire, that furnace.
And if you understand the death he's going through, death is when you're having something in you is dying. When you get rejected by your family because you believe in the Bible, but you were told to go to church your whole entire life.
Right.
There's a party that dies.
Yes.
So that, for us, the death is different. We're dying to the world, man. We really don't fit in, man.
Okay.
That's great. I don't want to fit in, man.
Mm-hmm.
If it's proper to be gay, I don't want to fit in.
Yep.
If it's proper to be responsible for your family, I don't want to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
If it's proper to get dipped in some water and now we think we're saved, I don't want to fit in that culture.
I'm trying to do that.
I'm not trying to fit in with that society. But there's parts of you that have to die, man. That part of you that wants to trust your own instincts. That's what animals do. Animals go off of instincts. They go off of feelings, off inclinations, off of hunches. But we got to go off the what? Scripture. God made it so easy for us. He made it so easy that you don't even have to have an opinion. I'm going to give you an opinion. Isn't that a good God? I'm going to make this so easy. I'm going to give you a book. Just do it, read it, live it.
You
got to do nothing, man. You know a lot of us can't read, man. You know a lot of people can't read, man. You know a lot of people have a hard time reading these words, man. So, you know what? He made it easy as he could possibly make it. He's making it easy as we can get it. How much more easy can it be? Worship me as the scripture says. Nowhere in the scripture do they get put in water and their spirit gets clean. It's when they take heed according to the word. When they follow the Bible. When they get clean through what? All the fire they experience using the Bible. I believe the Bible, and now I got to get rejected. I gotta be ostracized.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, man, wasn't Christ rejected?
Yeah.
So, the Lord and Savior, you rejected, we don't have no hard times.
Right, but I'm Christian.
I want to be saved,
mm-hmm.
but I want to suffer a little bit.
Right.
I just want everything has to be super easy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the society we live in. We live in an instant gratification society. Living society is all about pleasing the flesh, and there's no struggle whatsoever, and it's all about feeling what you feel, do what you want to do, living how you want to live, and being everybody. A homosexual can be accepted, a transsexual can be accepted, an animal sexual, there's a word for that, a bestiality can be accepted. They're accepted before a person that keeps the Bible is accepted. That's how you know you live in a wicked world, man.
It's a sexual choice,
sexual preference. A child molester.
It's not
sexual. Is now considered a sexual orientation. Now that's accepted. How sick and how dark, how wicked of a time period in a society we are living in. We have to wake up. We literally have to wake up. Romans 13:11.
Romans 13:11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep.
Listen, y'all, every single show we go over all the mass animal deaths, and all the earthquakes, and all the bad things going on in society, going on in this world. God is coming back very, very, very soon, man. You won't be caught red-handed. You won't be caught with your pants down. You won't be caught
Dirty,
believing a whole bunch. You want to bet your salvation, you want to bet your spirit on a person's idea, man, or a person's opinion, or what a slave was told by a slave master that was making money off of him for picking cotton. You really want to bet your life on that, man? You want to bet against the Bible? Christ wrote the Bible. I mean, most of Christ's words in red, so pretty much he's telling you what it is. The book is all about him. From the first chapter to the last, it's about Christ. And you want to bet, hey, you know what? I bet you that I'm going to worship Christ as the Bible says, and I'm made it happen. Bet.
Yeah.
I bet you my salvation.
Yeah.
That's a losing battle, man. That's a losing battle. Let's get Psalms 119:71. We don't have time to go over the mass animal deaths and the destruction going on right now. But you can just read the New York Times, man. You can read the newspaper now and see what's going on.
Psalms 119:71.
Yes, sir.
It is good for me that I have been afflicted.
Wow. You know what? That fire is not so bad, man. I'd rather go to the fire now than go to the thermonuclear destruction coming later on. Judges 5:11. Get that. I'd rather go through the fire of getting rejected now, the fire of
Man, nothing to eat here. I just gotta eat beans and rice. Oh man, it's being a point of me. Oh, I gotta eat rice then.
Judge it.
I'll have the salad.
Right. Give
yourself. I'd rather go through that fire, that affliction. I'd rather go through the experience of looking in the mirror and realizing I'm really full of shit. I got some changes to make.
What?
Everybody likes that Michael Jackson song.
What?
I'm looking in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. And I'm going to stop touching these little kids. We need to really look in the mirror as a people and throw our opinions out the window, man, and make this book our thoughts, our mind, our being, because it is yours anyway. The Israelites were living off the commandments. That was their whole life was commandments. Their whole life was the scriptures. That's our culture. We live by the book. Literally. That's who we are. Your so-called Negroes, Haitians, Dominicans, West Indians, located out North, Central, and South America, you are people that were made to live by the book. That's why nothing else works for you. That's why all the ideas you've come up with have failed. It's even a loser game being juggled these days, man. Because
yeah,
now the white man has got weed legalized.
Yeah.
You have to lose your hustle, homie.
Yeah,
you lose
your block.
So your block, homie. Ain't no block. You go to the street and go to Walmart and get a blunt in the future.
Yeah.
Not too distant future.
My
all right. What scripture we at?
Judges chapter 5, verse 11. They that are delivered from the noise of archers.
Those that are delivered from the noise of archers. Archers talking about arrows, right?
Yeah.
The prophets back then couldn't say a heat-seeking missile.
Yeah.
They saw things shaped like arrows that were in the sky that made a lot of noise when they fell down. If you shoot an arrow right now, you're not going to hear it hit the ground.
Right.
These arrows make a lot of noise. Doesn't sound like an actual arrow. It sounds more like a what?
A bomb,
a nuclear weapon. Read.
In the places of drawing water.
In the places of drawing water. A place where everybody can draw in all the philosophy and all the education. And you can live your best life now. Read any book you want to read. Be any religion you want to be. You can have sex with anything you want to have sex with. You can be a apothecary, a yeziologist. You can make your own opinion. You can make your own religion. You can do what you want to do. You can go in there and just surface. All you want to do is you can do every drug you want to do. You can get every PhD. I'm still in college. I'm 56 years old, still in college, with 10 degrees. Never had a man. I can do all these things, and that's cool. I'm in a place of drawing water. Drawing water represents captivity, slavery. I'm a slave to my thought, a slave to my mind. I'm a slave to religion. Read.
There shall they rehearse the righteous acts.
There shall they rehearse what?
The righteous acts.
The commandments. Worshiping Christ as the scripture has said. Read.
Of the Lord.
Of who?
Of the Lord.
Of who?
Of the Lord.
The black Jesus?
Of the Lord.
The black guys?
Yeah.
That had a phone, a white beard, that don't look too nice and got red eyes?
Because
He drank some wine? That's not playing with his people? That 2/3 of them are going to die anyway because they don't want to get right?
Yeah.
So they don't stand there to anyway? That guy? Not the pretty guy with nice hair, not Fabio? With the blue eyes? Long hair? You can probably take in a fist fight? Not that guy.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord. That's the one that's come back for the nation of Israel. Zechariah 2:1. I want to go through a little affliction now. I want to go through being broke for a little while. I'll be broke. It's cool. Because we're going to be rich in the kingdom. I don't get rejected by my family because they ain't going to make it anywhere.
They're benighted.
I love them, but they don't want to make it, man.
Right.
They don't want to change, man.
Read. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1. Gather yourselves together.
And what do we have to do as a nation?
Gather yourselves together.
And that doesn't mean hold hands and heal the world. And Mashallah broke down a really brilliant Gentile class, and he really went into details. There's no possible way that the Bible is saying that these Gentiles are going to be accepted as far as they're going to have. They'll be joint heirs in the kingdom with the Hebrews' life, with the Jews. No way. But that's for you to get on another show. We're not going to go into that topic. Topic day is baptism. Read.
Gather yourselves together.
These people that are worshiping Christ, as the scripture has said, that came into Egypt, which is captivity, slavery, bondage, by ships, that follow leaders that err, that teach lies, that don't keep the commandments, that don't know the scripture to put other up, that are destroyed for lack of knowledge, that are in captivity for lack of knowledge, that are living in gross darkness, the people that don't understand, have no knowledge of who they are, that have lost their identity, their culture, that forgot the color of their Savior. These people, read.
Gather yourselves together.
You need to come back together. Under what?
Under
the 12 tribes of Israel.
Right.
Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Simeon, Zebulun, Ephraim, Naphtali, Asher, Issachar, Gad, Reuben. Come back to the truth. Your true bloodline, man. Your true lineage, man. We're not trying to yell and scream at you, man, but we got to yell and scream that maybe one of these scriptures will get into your mind and make you think about the zeitgeist, the society, the time period, the culture you're living in, how little time we have left. We on?
Yeah, gather together.
Gather together as Israelites under a black Jesus. Read.
O nation, not desire.
O what?
O nation.
Religion.
Nation.
Religion?
Nation.
No, religion.
Nation.
Opinion?
Nation.
A feeling?
Nation.
Oh, man, I felt it, man.
Nation.
A music group?
Nation.
Parliament Funkadelic?
Nation.
C.C. Whiting?
Nation.
Tyler Perry slot scripts and budget for $1 million movie with Janet Jackson in it?
Nation.
Oh, what?
Oh, nation.
Not what?
Not desire.
Not nobody wants you, man. Nobody wants you. That's why they'll teach you lies. We don't want you, that's why we give you religion. We don't want you, that's why we make you chase a dollar bill that has no value in it. We don't want you, that's why we let you live lives until the Russians and the Chinese decide to go ahead and turn this place up. Let you try to chase money and make it rain in a place where the snow is fake. Let you make it rain in a place about to rain, rain fire. The fire from heaven that God will destroy. We need to wake up. We are living a fallacy. All right? We're not dropping these classes just to sit here and browbeat people. If you're taking offense, you need to go ahead and be offended more at your preachers, man,
right,
and more at the way you grew up at. There's going to be a time period where you mourn and you're kind of sad because you lived a lie, man. But it's better to have lived the truth for one day than live a lie for a lifetime, man. All right? Get Psalms 1, verse 1. Psalms 1.
Psalms chapter 1 and verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Everybody wants a blessing, man. The only man that can get blessed is the one that's not walking in the counsel of the ungodly. I'm not following ungodly counsel. Counsel is advice. I'm not taking advice from people that don't read the Bible. I don't care how nice the suit is. I don't care how much John Paul Gaultier he wears. I don't care how nice the rims look on his car. I don't care how nice the degree looks. I don't care how prestigious the college is. I don't care how much money the job pays. I don't care how prestigious the job looks like. I don't care how prestigious the job or the church, how big the building is or how much basketball they play. How much they give the kids, how many sandwiches they give the homeless under the bridge. Read. Noah stands in the way of sinners. The Bible says sin is the transgression of what?
Law.
Sin is the transgression or breaking of the law. So I'm teaching people that the Old Testament no longer applies. I'm going to follow the Old Testament. I'm teaching them that you're going to follow the lies. And Creflo Dollar is quoted in saying, you don't have to follow the law, not even the Big Ten.
Yep.
So now I can rape. I can kill. I can keep going to church on the wrong day. It's cool. We don't.
Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
I'm sitting in the seat of the scornful. A scorn is a person that's going against. I'm sitting in the pulpit for the people that are teaching. Listen, he can be gay as long as the choir director. People are teaching it's okay. It's for the kids. Bunnies lay eggs. It's cool. It's for the kids. But the same kids. Don't you lie to me, boy. Don't you tell a lie. We really got to look at ourselves and be willing to go through these afflictions and these discomforts and inconveniences to be baptized by holding on to these scriptures through the inconvenience, by going through the process of the fire, the trouble, the stress, the struggle. But it's easy to pay tithes and show up once a week and feel like I'm blessed. Christ is not, he's not co-signing the easy route, man. Follow the Bible, read the Bible. This is Priest Don Riad.
Brother Marvin, Brother Jarrell,
Brother David,
Brother Robert,
Brother Gamar.
And thanks for listening. And, you know, love will come up again pretty soon. Have a good night. Shalom.
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 Shalom, Israel. Shalom, Israel.
We ain't playing no games no more. We're ready for war, yeah. We ain't playing no games no more. We're ready for war. We're ready for war.
I hit the block, prophesied about 100 missiles, drone flying by, bullets ricochet, they rip through tissue. NSA got you in the scope, just hope they miss you. Y'all forgot them fire bombs, they got them androids. They making life, but it's artificial. They making clones without no souls, I'm talking mind control. They got them guns that hit your mind through telepathy. They making antimatter bombs as they weaponry. They're talking quantum physics, summoning raising spirit. They got them laser guns, they got them weather guns. Oh, you thought that was something? You thought they busted something? You thought that something compared to when Christ is coming? You ain't seen nothing yet, make a bet you won't forget. He's going down, coming back for war, he coming back. He coming back, he coming back. When he cracked the skies all black, he the light. He got them saints with him, he got them angels with him. And make you feel it in your spirit, coming back for war.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.